United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 9 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock, and I hope you had a good weekend and had a good day. It was kind of gloomy on our weekend here in Northeast Ohio, and so I got a lot of stuff done. I rested. That was kind of cool. I want to thank Google for streamlining their Gmail account, and so now I can it's already divided stuff coming in, so I know the difference between important stuff, non-important stuff, social stuff, non-social stuff, stuff I'm looking for and stuff I'm not looking for. So I want to applaud them. So for those of you who do not know anything about the Gmail, sorry, but I just want to get that out of my system because it certainly is nice to know that you can get through your emails a little bit easier. In studio with me is both Sticks and Ben. What a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a day.
I like that Gmail thing, too.
What do you know about Gmail?
I don't, but I mean, the email I get right now, I get like 400 emails a day, and it's most of it's spam.
Oh, I get so well, I don't get a whole lot of spam. That goes to an automatic folder where stuff gets lost in.
Mm-hmm.
I just get so many emails in between my news wires and my social network and my priority and my clothing and all that kind of stuff. It just gets lost in the flux. And so I'm just glad it separates them out all but automatically.
Do you get to designate which is which?
No, because it does it for me. That's what makes it so cool.
Okay.
Is there any way to stop getting Facebook updates on your email?
Yeah, you got to go into Facebook and tell them you don't want to do that. If you got
in your settings.
Go in your settings.
I tried that once. We're going to have to do it again, I guess.
If you and Jeff didn't go after it and try to answer everybody's wacky whatever, you wouldn't have that problem.
That's right.
Just have one of Tracy's personalities do it for you.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm serious. Have you seen Jeff and Sticks' postings?
No, I haven't.
They lose their mind between
actually,
Ralph,
I've seen some of Jeff's. I've commented on some of
between
Jeff.
Ralph and Jeff and Sticks and D. They have their ongoing 90 session
mm-hmm.
conversation on Facebook. I'm like, are you really trying to convince Ralph to become a Republican?
No, I'm not.
Are you really trying to convince to convince D to become a liberal? You guys are smoking crack. And they the Federalist Papers, you guys are still on that.
I haven't talked about the Federalist Papers.
I haven't.
That must be Jeff's.
No, that's not. It's not mine. I don't mess around with y'all. I just post the stuff and get in trouble.
We'll see. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you stir up the fire, and then you step aside and watch everybody brawl.
Oh,
yeah, there's that thing in the washing machine goes like this.
The agitator?
That's Tracy.
That's my job. That's what I do.
That's one of her personalities, the agitator.
That's
we
what
figure,
I do.
The agitators. We got to figure out the other two now.
The other, there's no more.
No more?
No more.
Just an agitator?
That's it. That's it. And if anybody wants to know, go on. You guys got to follow me on Scoop It.
Now, what is Scoop It?
Scoop It is, it allows me to post blogs and news articles
uh-huh.
inside of a page, and then it posts it to all of my Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, all them people. It just goes everywhere.
Right.
So all my postings go out at the same time. And then Hootsuite, it does that for all my personal, you know, my personal responses.
Hmm. Now, do you Twitter?
I tweet,
yeah.
But I only Twitter news stuff. I don't Twitter like I'm having a good day. I just don't.
Yeah, that, who cares?
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
But if there's an article or something going out or like if I'm going to announce I'm going to run for president of the United States, I'd put it on Twitter.
Hmm. You should.
Should what?
Run for president.
Yeah, definitely.
You know I don't do drugs, right?
Oh well, I, as far as I'm concerned, I think you have to do drugs now because once Clinton did it, everybody has to do it now.
Well, no, he didn't inhale, so don't worry about it.
Oh, that's right.
You got to realize, don't worry about it.
Barack Obama did.
He did inhale?
But that's okay.
That's right.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well,
he admits it in his book.
Right.
Cocaine, marijuana.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing.
I've done all that. Dan, your point is?
You know what? That,
wait a minute. Are you trying to say that shouldn't be in the president in United States history? If you do, I'm going to jump down your throat.
Well, listen, we know more about his drug habits than we do about anything else when it comes to his past.
No, yeah. That's not true.
No, his records are frozen. You can't get his college transcripts.
That's not true. You can't get his transcripts, but you know a lot about it. People just don't want to accept it.
Accept what?
Who he is. I mean, there's a lot of his history that people know.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is they won't accept it. And I'm trying to slow down. Don't go there yet. Because I'm going to get to everything going on shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about football, NASCAR, baseball, golf, something else. Before we go to the White House in detail.
Well, I'm wearing my Cleveland Indians hat.
Did you see where they wanted? They don't want the Chief Wahoo said they look like Sambo, and people were offended, so they won't be wearing that. Did you see that?
No.
Because his face was blue, his teeth were big. Come on.
And there's also a petition for the Washington Redskins not to be the Washington Redskins.
Well, in the Florida Seminoles, or they want to change that college team name.
You
come
know what?
On, man.
If they named a team the Syrian Camel Jockeys, I would be honored.
You got to, I mean, no.
And the camel was the mascot. I would be honored.
Guys, you're not listening to
what
I'm
saying. Or the Italian. What would be a good thing for an Italian? What's Italian? Pasta. Yeah, if they had an Italian pasta team, I'd be proud.
You're not listening. Listen to what I'm saying.
The Romans.
No. No. It is a baseball cap that had Chief Wahoo. It was supposed to be given out on the 4th of July.
Hmm.
Chief Wahoo was blue with stars, and people said he looked like Sambo, and Sambo is a black character. Chief Wahoo looked like Chief Wahoo. Chief Wahoo.
Sambo was black, and the Chief Wahoo was blue.
Right.
But they, what?
Right.
So where's the correlation there?
I don't know. And they said he looked like Sambo, so now they changed it to just a hat with a C. So if anybody out there can get me a Chief Wahoo 4th of July, they won't distribute a hat, let me know, because I collect stuff that people don't want to have.
I'll look for one.
People
for you.
Need to take a chill pill.
It's bad.
It's politically correct thing is getting so far out of hand.
Well, if you're politically correct.
Hold on. South Carolina told me Sambo was not black. Well, what was he?
He was Indian. He was Indian.
Sambo wasn't Indian.
Yes, he was.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he was. He was. It was from Rudyard Kipling. It was one of Rudyard Kipling's books, and it was about. She's getting violent with the keyboard.
There we go.
It didn't want to do what it wanted to do. It's got it, you know.
But I'm pretty sure that.
No.
India from Indian.
No.
Indian from India.
No, not Sambo.
Yes,
well,
I believe so.
I'll tell
so.
You what. If you think you're politically correct, then you're retarded.
No, images of Sambo was black. Sambo was a black face. What are you guys talking about?
There are Indians that appear.
Look at this screen over here. Look over here. What would you call this Sambo? Hello, Sambo. Sambo was a book that they used to make black kids read in school that was derogatory towards African Americans. Sambo was about watermelon, step and fetch it, kind of crazy.
No. He was a character
black Sambo not this little kid right here. By Helen somebody. Sambo was a black watermelon eaten, black face. No, that's Sambo.
But there could be two Sambos.
Can't be two Sambos, because one's derogatory. I don't see an Indian screaming about a Sambo. Go to your images.
I want to find out where the term actually came from.
It was a derogatory term that came.
I don't think so. I think Sambo was a character.
No. You're wrong. Well, the number 347-945-5229. See, this is how history gets diluted.
Right.
Because if you ask older black people about what they used to read a book called Little Black Sambo in school, and there was a song. Hold on. There's a song out there. You want to hear it?
Yeah, they get mad at that, but then when Foreigner does Dirty White Boy, we don't get offended, do we?
No, not at all.
Because we are dirty white boys.
Who? Well, that's something different. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Still sent back, it was a cartoon character.
Nope. And it came from Rudyard Kipling's.
You reading the white man's history? That's what's
Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book.
You're reading the white man's history.
Which Rudyard
when was
Kipling?
It written? When was it written? What year?
Uh,
I'm looking. I'm telling you.
Why don't you just Google the origins of Sambo, and then it should come up.
No.
If you use the word, keyword, origins of Sambo, it should come up.
You need to get a PC.
Well, I do, but it was stolen.
Don't go there.
Go where?
Sambo. It is a racial term.
Uh-huh.
The word Sambo came into the English language from a Latin American Spanish word called Zimba, in which many have, which in turn may have come from the three African language sources. Little Black Sambo. The etymology might be a Spanish word, but it was used to denigrate African Americans in a major way. Where y'all got that white history from? He was Indian.
Well, it's just like
because
the N-word.
Because Rudyard Kipling's Jungle Book was set in India.
Yeah, but the little
and one of the key characters was Sambo.
Go back now, but that's the Sambo we talking about. I don't know who Roger and the Kip is. That's not the Kip we talking about. That's the Kip we see that right there. Does that look like
Sambo is a South Indian boy who encounters four hungry tigers and surrenders his colorful new clothes, shoes, and umbrella so they will not eat him.
But go back to where it came from.
The story of Little Black Sambo is a children's book written and illustrated by Helen Bannerman.
Give me that. What? No, see, that's what I'm saying.
She stole your mouse now. This is why I don't have a computer.
Go back here. Little Black Sambo.
If anybody's out there and wants to call
Sambo
in.
Sambo Jungle Book.
All right.
It ain't no Jungle Book. That's what's wrong. You put it in Jungle Book. Just Sambo.
Somebody out there enlighten us, please.
They don't have to, like, we got a computer. We got everything, racial term. See there?
Well, it became racial, just like the N-word.
But no.
The N-word was called to anybody in the British Navy that could not tie a knot properly. That's where the word N-rig came from.
Okay.
So, but that, you know, like I said, so I don't know how to tie a proper C-knot, so I'm an N-word when it comes down to it.
No.
According to the British Navy, I am.
No. South Carolina, you're the one started this mess.
Well, actually, Tracy, It is a term that is used for individuals. That was what I was growing up. That's what they used to call them, little Sambos. But the issue you run into is the original Little Black Sambo was a Rudyard Kipling book. It came out of a book. Okay.
Hold on. Was it the original, or did they put the original on top of it? Because you have to understand. Little Black Sambo, little black kids ain't never heard of a Little Black Sambo being a little Indian called Kipling.
What I'm saying is the original character came out of a Rudyard Kipling book. The story now, there's a story by, what's her name? Here it says Helen Bannerman, okay? Little story by Little Black Sambo, a children's book by Helen Bannerman. She is a Scot living in India, and it was published in 1899. Okay. This book was banned from public display in the United States because of the racial nature of its content.
But what came first, Little Black Sambo or the book? Because everything that I have, going back to the history of I've heard, and
uh-huh.
if you ask people who are in the 80s and above,
I'm thinking Sambo was what I'm reading here. I'm thinking Sambo was actually a common name used in India, because it says here examples of Sambo as a common name can be found as far back as the 18th century, 1847. Black-skinned Indian servant of the Sedley family.
Black-skinned Indian servant of the Sedley family.
From chapter one is called Sambo,
and so.
Similarly, in Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, there's a Sambo.
Uh-huh. Like, that was really warm and fuzzy.
And stereotypical name for African Americans is found as early as the Civil War.
So you're telling me that African Americans in this country gave their children the name Sambo?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you saying white people
called them
Sambo
is,
as a derogatory term?
What I'm saying is it appears that in India, Sambo was a surname that was transferred to a derogatory term in the United States.
Okay. So it wasn't derogatory in England or
in India.
Right.
It might not have been derogatory in India, but it's derogatory in
America. So, but it's the same thing with the N-word. It wasn't derogatory until...
It meant ignorant.
Well, it became a term of less than endearment, I guess is what you can call
actually,
it.
Actually, isn't the word...
The N-word.
Ending A-R-D-L-Y, isn't that a term of... penny
that's
pinching?
That's the term, miserly.
Somebody tried that. It didn't work. Who was that tried that a couple years ago, and it was a bad time?
A young guy, in a report to a commission, used that term, and several of the individuals were offended by it. He wound up getting sued, getting fired. And that was a bad idea. It was a bad idea, correct use of the word. But what happened that they didn't put in the paper was they had to come back and apologize to this guy and make a settlement because they were wrong for doing it.
They might have been wrong, but it was still a bad idea.
Well, there are other terms in English language
term,
that we
it's
can...
It's a term that's... I mean,
if you look at the word gay, gay used to mean happy,
yeah,
40, 50 years
blame.
Ago.
You want to tick somebody black off, go and call their mother mammy.
Well, I tell you what, Tracy, you go over to England and ask somebody for a fag, see what happens.
They give you a cigarette.
They give you a cigarette.
There was a little boy who lived in the deep, dark jungles of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That is not the little brave Sam. That is not, no.
Yeah.
So all y'all out there, just say no.
Yeah.
Just say no. So going back to my Indians, the hat did not look like Sambo.
Yeah, I speaking of the term for cigarettes in England, a friend of mine was over, and he was actually visiting somebody in New York, and he stepped outside and he goes, boy, I could really kill a fag right now. And he literally, people just stopped and looked at him and said, no, that means smoke a cigarette in England.
Because it's the term for ember is faggot.
Yeah.
And they shortened it to faggot. Sure, I spent a lot of time in England.
Hey, you're supposed to say the F word, not the real word.
I'm talking about embers.
Yes,
I'm talking about embers and cigarettes.
If we were doing the show in England, they would we could say, faggot because it what it means, and we can say gay and because it means happy and
No.
They've got different words for truck drivers.
I gotta give the Brits credit, because there was some stuff, some artwork that was on the walls in our command center, because we worked in a NATO command center, that would have absolutely not happened in the United States. I mean, they are extremely politically incorrect over there.
Yes.
I mean,
but they're still.
This morning, the what's it called? The newspaper broke the NSA thing?
Oh, the Guardian.
The Guardian?
Yeah.
The reporter from the Guardian said, who was America?
Yeah.
I won't go there just yet, but I'm just saying, he said it out loud.
No, I just thank God they're making all those illegal immigrants legal, because it's going to turn and burn them.
It's not going to turn and burn them. It's going to turn and burn everybody else.
No, it's going to turn and burn them, because these people are leaving their socialist countries behind to come to America for freedom. And then when they see what these idiots up at the top brass are doing in the White House now, they're going to get rid of them.
They're not going to get rid of them.
No, they're not going to vote for them.
Yes, they are.
No, they won't. Maybe.
You watch.
No,
you watch. They're going to be indoctrinated into a system. That's why they're spending billions of dollars going over to these areas, teaching people how to become on the system before they get here.
I think it's going to burn them.
Do either of you know any immigrant from Eastern Europe that isn't looking around right now saying, what are you people doing to the country that I came to?
Oh, a lot of people are.
Every Eastern European immigrant I know.
I met somebody from Estonia this weekend.
Yeah.
And she was just utterly amazed, And
I've got a friend from Romania, and he's the same age as I am. He came over here with nothing, couldn't speak English, started out working minimum wage, and he's done rather well for himself.
Now he's saying you're going to screw up the country, too.
And he's looking around going, what are you people doing? This is what I left.
Yes.
Well,
this is what I watched my best friend take a bullet in the chest
to get away from.
No.
We'll go. Slow down. How was your weekend, South Carolina? Hey, happy birthday, Styx.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Styx.
happy birthday.
Pretty quiet.
Thanks.
I mean, you didn't tell anybody it was your birthday. We could have had a party or something. Had a cake. You could have brought cake and stuff.
Yeah, I would have brought cake. I brought one for Tracy for her birthday.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, but we wanted the cake.
I don't understand. It's not for you. It's for us.
Hey, guys, you know, since you're there and you wanted to give him something, just reach deep into your pocket. He loves green.
Hold on. I'm going to take a break in a minute. We'll get some grass.
Yeah.
It ain't easy being green.
No, it ain't.
It's easy being broke.
So did you get to watch that race yesterday, South Carolina?
No, I wound up having to babysit. And besides,
you're grandpa.
Yeah.
So you had to do to watch a race is feed them all some chocolate cake and then put a stick around and have them run in circles because they would have been all hyped up on sugar. So he had his race. He watched the race.
Yeah, all I caught was the opening ceremonies and about the last 15, 20 laps.
Well, the last lap's the only one that counts.
So what'd you do for your birthday?
Worked on a compressed natural gas van.
A compressed natural gas van. You mean...
You converted it?
You
no.
You converted it, or you're making the van a carrier of natural gas?
Actually, I'm thinking about buying it. A friend of mine owns it. It had some issues, and we were fixing it. It's a dedicated van. Mm-hmm. It doesn't run on anything except natural gas.
Oh, no, that's bad.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
No, it ain't.
Because they're going to be giving away the gas pretty soon.
Yeah.
The natural gas?
Yes. They're going to be burning, yes. Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
So does that mean my natural gas bill going to go down in the hood?
It's
going to
go down, yeah.
Oh, yeah, your national, yeah. Yeah.
Down to $4 in MCF now, aren't you, or something?
It all depends on if you got inside, you know, those things they want you to sign up early.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the ones they were saying sign early, we'll give it to you for $12.
That's it,
yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, if you sign one of those because natural gas is going up. See, they knew all along it was going to happen. And this is why I told friends of mine, do not sign up for everything. If they want you to sign up for something long term, it's because it's going to go down.
Well, they're expecting propane prices to drop in September because that's when that plant down in Hanover is supposed to come online in September.
Right, and you know there's a 60-cent differential between gas in Pennsylvania and gas prices here in Ohio.
Gasoline.
60 cents. That's a pump.
I wonder how much of that's taxed.
Cents. None of it.
Well, it's free.
And if you go up to Michigan, if you go up to Michigan, I believe that regular gas there is $4.29 a gallon. Okay, so I mean, you're telling me, and the reason that they gave was because that the gas in Pennsylvania comes from the East Coast, and our gas comes up from the Gulf, from here in Ohio. But if that's true, why did I see gasoline trucks, you know, those big tankers, cross the border on Interstate, well, first Interstate 80, 422, 224? I've seen this past weekend, I've seen gas trucks cross the border.
I just want to know why gas is $3.99 a gallon in one neighborhood and $3.59 in another, and $3.69 in another, and $3.89 in another.
Oh, it's white privilege.
That's what I'm
doing. No, it's $3.89 in a white neighborhood.
It's $3.99 down the street. I want to know why. Hey, listen, I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We're going to come back and talk about the NSA leak. We're going to talk about the Sunday morning news. We got stuff to talk about. We have issues, and I'm trying to woo-saw before I go there because I got an issue.
Just impeach Obama. We'll solve it all.
This is not about Obama. Bush started this, and nobody had a vision.
We can bring him back and impeach him, too.
But actually, did you see the article?
We didn't like that.
All this is Bush's fault?
We didn't like that either. I mean, we didn't like it when Bush was doing it. We didn't like it when Obama was doing it. I was never for the Patriot Act, never.
I say we need to impeach both of them.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com. I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one. All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Intelligent, energetic, controversial.
Dramatic last stand of the fugitive ex-cop Christopher Dorner.
America's correspondent, Geraldo Rivera.
I know people, there are lots of people who sympathize with his cause, but to sympathize with what he did, no, I don't think so.
This is Geraldo on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News. A man and woman from Newton Falls died in a crash Saturday while they were on their way to Pittsburgh. Officials say 87-year-old Kenneth Stoner and his 83-year-old wife Dolores were backseat passengers in a car that was rear-ended on Interstate 76. The Stoner's vehicle was stopped for traffic when an SUV crashed into it. The Stoner's son was driving. He and another passenger were both treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Youngstown is stepping up the pace of demolition involving dilapidated houses. The work has already passed the halfway point of this year's goal of 1,000 houses. Youngstown has 4,000 to 5,000 vacant houses. The state attorney general says Ohioans who lost homes to foreclosure and qualify for payments under last year's national mortgage settlement will be sent checks during the next week. The amount will be about $1,480 for each loan serviced. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoy, WSOM News.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
At Buckeye Firearms, we know that summer is a busy time of year. To show our appreciation for you shopping at our Rogers, Austintown, and Streetsboro locations, we have some special events planned. Listen for announcements about our bi-weekly sales specials, great pricing, and a drawing for a $25 gift certificate every other week at each location all summer long. And through June 15th, special pricing on all pre-owned rifles and shotguns. Coming in July, stay tuned to this station for a very important news bulletin about your favorite gun store, Buckeye Firearms, home of the Buckeye Advantage.
At Early & Sons Relocation, we know about the heart and soul of a home. Early & Sons Relocation specializes in coordinating life's changes. For your basic needs, rely on Early & Sons Relocation. For downsizing, organizing, relocation services, lawn care, handyman services, or age-in-place plans for your current home, call Early & Sons Relocation for your free consultation to make your transition as stress-free as possible. Early & Sons Relocation Moving Coordinators, 330-501-7004, or earleyandsons.com.
Vitality, that special something that puts a spring in your step and a smile on your lips. Sometimes an illness, injury, or surgery can knock the vim and vigor right out of you. If that's the case, the therapy staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you recover energy, endurance, and a sense of vigor. With progressive exercise and gentle persuasion, the rehabilitation staff at Crandall Medical Center can help you find your get up and go.
help you regain that feeling of vitality that makes every day a good day, a day to smile about. To find out more, call Crandall Medical Center at 330-938-6126 or visit us on the web at crandallmedicalcenter.com. Call 330-938-6126 anytime. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. A good place to get better.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. Makes 12 cell phone calls each.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic today, and we will talk about a little bit of everything and everybody, and we'll go where you want to go. Just don't call in and try to go to somewhere out in Egypt when we're talking about the United States. Or, you know, it should flow. It should have a continuity even when you bring something in as a new topic or you're bringing something in that's going to shift the conversation so that it's going to make you think. But you don't just call if we're talking about politics and you start talking about, you want to talk about Genesis.
Yeah, if we have to ask you what's that have to do with the price of tea in China, then you're in trouble.
I mean, it's like, huh? Not unless it's a piece of news that we really need to get to. I was watching, as you guys know, I don't watch a lot of news, but I do watch Morning Joe in the morning, and at 5:30, they came on and they had this great announcement. They had the person who wrote the article for the Guardian, in reference to who they're calling and the person who is a snitch and or a whistleblower, and they're trying to say he's not a whistleblower. That gentleman who the Guardian, because they say he went to the Washington Post first, or Washington Times first, the Washington Post first, and because they didn't want to print it the way he wanted it, he then went to the Guardian. But this guy took off a month ago. He left town for a medical condition. That's what he told them. And he is over in Hong Kong. And, you know, he said that he had a problem with the way things were being viewed and done in America to the Americans, and Americans needed to know it. So let me go back here. So they were talking this morning, and Nina Brzezinski on Morning Joe on MSNBC, and you know that's when you talk about liberal television. Geez, oh man, do they have it bad?
Yeah.
Nina Brzezinski, and I said to myself, if this had been the Romney administration,
oh, people be losing their minds.
If this had been the Romney or the Bush or any other Republican administration, and this had come out, the conversation that she had with this reporter would not have been the same, because she tried to tell him that this is something, you know, the metadata, because what he's saying to them is the metadata is so much of a footprint. And if you look at some of the PowerPoint presentations that you can find online, it will overwhelm you how the metadata actually shapes who you are without them having to listen to your conversation, just by who all you're connected to, how you're connected to them, and they put all this data together. And you have all these micro pieces of information that shape a person's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were listening to the news during the break, and they were saying that, you know, it was the same thing President Obama used during his campaign,
mm-hmm.
because he knew how to target, who to target, and how to make their triggers work to make them go out and vote.
Listen, right. Your grocery store, if you have a grocery store card, does the same thing.
That's correct. But the difference between, because remember, they're taking all that information and they're shaping it into an identity.
Right.
And they're doing it on every, remember, the computer is doing it on every United States citizen. And when the Patriot Act, and when they talked about doing this, this was supposed to be going from conversation, from people who were having conversations in the United States
to go overseas and to certain terrorist areas. Not people talking for me and my mom and me and Ben and me and Sticks talking on the phone.
Right.
They call it a digital fingerprint.
Mm-hmm.
And she was actually.
They're profiling not only prospective terrorists and foreigners, but U.S. citizens as
political
well.
Political enemies.
Yes.
Any political enemy.
Of the current administration that is
and no,
at
no,
power
no,
at
no,
any
no, no, no,
given
no.
time.
This is not just about the current administration.
Well, I'm not saying it's
this
the current.
This is about power, because once
right.
you know your enemies and you know
who's
against
battle.
You,
right.
you will use it for your good. And they didn't tell all of Congress, only some of Congress knew.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And we are sitting here, and we are looking at it like, well, it's okay because it's keeping us safe. No, profiling all Americans is not keeping you safe.
Well, no, because
basically
every...
the Nixon administration was destroyed by gathering information.
But
think about
it. The thing is, every government that has done this to their people has turned into a totalitarian state. Everyone.
Well, no one's done it. No, let me say this sticks, because you keep on going backwards. And what I'm saying is no one's ever done this before, because no one's ever had the ability to do so.
Nobody, not to this.
Well,
we're
saying that any government power that has taken information pertaining to their own populace used that against its own populace.
Can you imagine what Adolf Hitler could have accomplished if he would have had this technology? There wouldn't be a Jew left on this planet.
And I agree, but what I'm saying to you is, see, I look at Hitler, and Hitler had, you know, Hitler is a bad guy, but he didn't nowhere in any shape or form have anything close to what we have today.
No, they had to use more propaganda back then.
Right.
See, now we're using both propaganda and facts,
and the force,
so we know how to push your button.
And not only that, we're using the force of the Internal Revenue Service.
Which controls
people.
Your money, and how do you control
and,
people?
And next year is going to control your health care.
Right.
So now, if you're a political political disagreement with whoever's in power,
then you don't get the operation you need.
Hey.
Well, it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, because this is about mind control. It's not. It's really not about you getting your health care.
So what do you think?
It's about controlling the slaves, controlling the savages.
And who are the slaves? All of us now.
Right.
Yep.
All of us.
Everybody.
So when's the time for the slaves to uprise?
When they figure out they've been enslaved. The problem with America right now is that you have people that, like Nina Brzezinski, sitting there carrying a jug of water somewhere, and she doesn't realize she's carrying it for the master,
right.
and she's being controlled by him, and she thinks she's doing it on her own.
Right. And let me make this perfectly clear. We'll be enslaved by both parties.
Yes.
And that's the point.
Yes.
The point is not about, you know, the Republicans, Obama, you know, Bush.
You have
to understand.
Right. Right. Doesn't matter how conservative we are, we're being enslaved by other conservatives.
We're
not conservatives. They're progressives.
Progressives, yes.
But
they're
enslave you no matter what.
Yeah, the only political entity that doesn't want to enslave you is the small L libertarians.
I don't know, because you got to realize the small L libertarian, power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is not about labeling people.
All right. The people with the small L libertarian thought process.
No, this is about people who want to be free. And I don't want to put a label of libertarian, or it's about people who want to be independently free. You can call them libertarian, but you can't really say that.
And you know
because
what?
If you put a libertarian in there, I promise you, he will be absorbed into the process.
Well, you know what's scary? I'm not so sure that Americans want to be free anymore. I think they want to be enslaved.
Well, I think it's been taken over 100 years, but I think you've destroyed that rugged individualism that we used to pride ourselves
on.
Yeah,
I think they like being told what to do, when to do it, and how to
do it.
The only thing different is that, you know, what freedoms we have left, you know?
Well,
once they start to take away, that's what I'm saying, what freedoms? I mean, once they take away your guns, you've got no freedoms at all.
Even with the guns that you have, you got to realize they're manufacturing people to go out and kill people in the middle of the street so they can push their agenda.
Right.
Right.
So are you free with your gun?
You got to
understand what's going on. You have a system of marketing who is actually triggering your movements.
Mm-hmm.
And not only are they doing it in the consumer part of it, they're doing it in the political part and the consumerism part of it, as well as in the, they're manipulating the whole process so that you will not take the freedoms that you have in the Constitution, you will not understand it, and you will not use the power that it has given you.
Right.
And there, and when you have people from England asking you what happened to America,
mm-hmm.
It's soft slavery,
right.
Because by destroying the currency,
mm-hmm.
we've made people dependent upon government and their employer for their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with an unstable currency, an unstable currency is the quickest way to enslave a people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
let me see
absolutely.
This. Let me see. You're unstable. You're right now. Your currency is unstable. Your country is unstable.
Right.
But you have a people who don't know that the country and the currency is unstable.
Right, because we've dumbed them down.
Well, it's like I said, they don't want to know.
We don't teach the difference
between. Right, they prefer being slaved
they know it.
Right, because we don't teach. How old were you before you really understood the difference between money and currency?
Oh, I'd probably say around 16, 17.
See, I didn't really grasp it until I started reading, and I was in my early 30s, because it was never taught.
I started collecting silver certificates when I was about 17, because I knew.
But listen to what I'm saying. Ben, it's not about your intellect. The problem that what I'm saying is people don't know that they are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They are inside of a pot of boiling water, and they don't know it's not that they don't want to know.
We've been telling them. They don't want to listen.
No, they don't want to listen to you because they've been indoctrinated to tune you out because the truth cannot be real. So they would rather believe a lie.
So you're saying if tongues of fire would come down tomorrow morning and change Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they'd listen to him if he said the same thing we're saying?
No!
Then he'd be called a race traitor.
No! That's what I'm saying. They have conditioned your ear to not be able to discern the difference between right and wrong, truth and untruth. You can prove something to someone all day long, and they still will not call it red.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you will prove why it's called red. They will have been taught that when they were in elementary school, and you have the darndest time proving that it's still red. And what I'm saying is America, at its best, look at what they've done to our kids. Someone said, posting to me, and I put it on my Facebook page, they said that we're concerned about what we're leaving for our kids. We need to be concerned of how we're leaving our kids to America.
Oh, I agree with that.
That's what I mean. What happened to you?
Of course.
Who told you that your kids were not your own?
The government.
When did we start believing crazy stuff? That the kids belong to the people.
Around 1900 is when it started.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
1890.
I mean,
1890 was when the progressive movement started, and that's when all this crazy stuff started infiltrating.
Right, but when the kids belong to the state, that started a lot longer ago. The ancient Spartans.
In this country.
Well, in this country, yes.
Yeah, because the Spartans,
but
that's right.
Throughout history, you know, there have been cultures that have said that
right.
your kids are no longer yours. And
yes.
I think that the most recent was in China today says the kids belong to the state.
Right.
But again, in America.
Yeah, we
in America.
The United States of America.
Never in America.
In America.
Never in America.
When did you accept conditioning where your children no longer belong
under
to you?
Under slavery.
Hey, local call, your mic is on.
Yes, I was listening to the comment earlier about the comment Black Sambo, and I just want to say Black Sambo was really an Indian. But it became a derogatory racial statement when people began to say it to people to insult them, just as well as making a derogatory statement as to a person being bisexual if they're not, you know, that's a derogatory statement, and it can be a civil rights violation as well, you know, and some people don't understand that if a man is not gay, he don't want to be called gay, you know. You shouldn't call a man gay if he's not gay. If you call him that, you're violating the civil rights, and you're just using that either as a racial slur or you're using it just as an insult.
Okay.
That's my comment.
All right, I appreciate that.
That's true.
So what came first, the book or the slur?
The book. Well, I'm just commenting on the slur. You know, you got some people that call people names. You know what I'm saying? You know, although they're not that way, you know, they're using it either to defame their character, or they're just trying to use it as an insult. And you can be sued as such. If you come over a public broadcasting network and you make a derogatory statement, fag, and you're talking to someone that's clearly not a fag, you're using it as a term for an insult or a racial slur. And I'm just putting that out there, you know. And
okay.
Some just don't want to be called a certain name. Me particularly in one, I don't sound like a fag, I don't look like one, and I don't want to be called that. And the next time someone comes over public broadcasting network and says that derogatory term, they know who that derogatory term is addressed to, and I'm not like that. I'm going to file a suit.
All right.
I sincerely mean that.
Well, I understand. I'd be offended too. Hey, listen, thanks for calling in. All right, don't do it.
Don't call anybody a fag.
Don't call him a fag, because if you do, you're gonna hit a wrath.
Yeah. But like I said, once again, if you're in England, you ask somebody for a fag, they're going to hand you a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah.
Words change their meanings, and I'm sure.
You know,
there's some meanings that you need to make sure you know the meaning of before you call
it. Right.
Because if you don't,
like I said,
ignorance will get you killed in the hood.
He almost, like I said, my friend almost came to an inch within his life when he said in New York City that he could really kill a fag.
That's right. I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he just needed a cigarette.
Hold on. 773, your mic is on.
Well, I know Jeff and Sticks, and you guys always talk about this progressive movement, but you got to distinguish with black folks. It started back in 1555 when we brought here these slave ships. 89% of us. But you know, if you want to do history, I even said it on your show last time on your show. Kennedy, he tried to put these people out of business by printing the money, interest-free money. 5 months later, he was assassinated. So, I mean, conspiracy theorists can say what they want to say or believe what they want to believe, but he tried to put these people, he knew what was coming. He tried to put these people out of business. So it's just accumulation of years and years of what they've been doing.
So you're saying we should assassinate Obama because he's trying to put people
no.
out of business?
No.
I mean, what are you saying?
No. What I'm saying is your politicians don't have the guts to do. They're not going to put their life on the line. Look, they're not going to put their life on the line. They don't have the guts to do for the American people what needs to be done. And the thing is, and if it is, they might get assassinated. It depends on who you ask. This country is being run by a handful of people, maybe 200 at the most. So when Kennedy put in, what was it, Resolution 0111 to start printing money, you see what happened to him 5 months later.
But you know what? This is the issue. This is the issue. The majority of the people who are sitting in the seats as congressional persons don't have the
Federal Reserve out of business.
Let me finish. Don't have the aptitude to understand what's going on around them.
They know what's going on. They're scared.
No, they don't.
Look. Look.
I'm going to have to agree with them. I think Tim Ryan's clueless.
No, they don't. They don't know. Listen, there are meetings. It's just like when I talk about when you go somewhere. You go to a meeting and you think you're there because you are an active participant in it. When you get there, you find out that you're participating inside of an action that's already been taken. You're just going through the motion. And if you go to most of your public meetings, you will find that. You don't hear any discussion going on when you go inside of your city council, your school board. Those decisions were made before you even got there. So you can sit there and pontificate as much as you want. Because no matter what you say, the deal's been cut.
If you're talking about the school boards now,
I'm talking about your congressional people.
These kids are not even asking the question. Look, I watched the news, and they had a public high school going to visit the White House. And, you know, my thing is to interview some of the kids. They're not even asking the question. Why is this going on, President? You are elected to office. You are from the city of Chicago. Mayor Mayer used to be in your cabinet, which I call him Rahm Freddie Mac Emanuel, or Rahm Federal Reserve Emanuel.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
But Chicago, what I'm saying to you is the majority of your elected officials who are sitting inside of your legislature have no clue about what's going on and how they're being manipulated. No matter where they are sitting and in what committee that they're sitting, they have not. They're not invited to the party. They think that they're participants. They're not scared. They don't really understand because they're just as much of a slave as you and I. I got to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, and the number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover
Florida.
Price. By going
He's the Neighborhood Watch volunteer charged in the fatal shooting of teen Trayvon Martin almost a year and a half ago. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy, came to court stone-faced.
We are relieved that the start of the trial is here with the jury selection.
When jurors are seated, George Zimmerman's brother, Robert, said he's confident they'll acquit.
As a family, we're very confident in the outcome of the case, and we're very confident that the state will not be able to meet its burden.
Prosecutors have charged Zimmerman with second-degree murder. Zimmerman claims he was defending himself. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Sanford, Florida.
The man who's admitted leaking classified information about U.S. government data mining says he's hiding in plain sight in Hong Kong. Edward Snowden could test the relationship between the U.S. and China just days after a summit in California, but, says ABC's Akiko Fujita,
a bilateral treaty calls for the U.S. and Hong Kong to extradite fugitives in criminal cases, but Beijing has the right to veto if they think that fugitive would harm China's defense, public interest, or policy.
An 11-year-old boy died in a Boone, North Carolina motel over the weekend, just 2 months after an elderly couple died mysteriously in the same room at the Best Western Plus. Jeffrey Williams was found dead in the room on Saturday. His mother was listed in critical condition. Testing of the room is ongoing. Spooky, say these Boone residents.
That is very mysterious.
It's a shame. You never want to hear about something like that happening.
Very eerie that an elderly couple and a small child in the same room.
Possible explanations, carbon monoxide poisoning or mold. 10 elderly women escaped unharmed when the limousine they were in burst into flames while idling yesterday in Walnut Creek in Northern California. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Arlington, Texas, home to the Dallas Cowboys and Texas Rangers. But ABC's Jim Ryan says that city nestled between Dallas and Fort Worth is becoming known for something else, violent crime.
For the first 5 months of 2013, Arlington, population 375,000, had recorded only one murder. But in the last week alone, four people have been killed the two latest happening within 1 mile and 6 hours of each other. Despite the close proximity and similarities in several of these cases, homicide detectives don't believe these four killings are connected, and they have no arrests in any of them. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Arlington, Texas.
A new University of Florida study finds that 35% of designated drivers had blood alcohol levels high enough to impair their driving. Researchers breath-tested more than 1,000 bar patrons in a major university town in the southeast. And a Hawaiian man drove his pickup into the ocean. He's been arrested on drunk driving charges. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get
the James E. Winter Jr. Arts and Culture Center welcomes you to Theater on Three in downtown Sharon. Mark your calendars for June 20th through the 22nd as My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, takes the stage at 8 p.m.
Start spreading the news.
This must-see musical relives the magic of Sinatra's songs, including Strangers in the Night, Fly Me to the Moon, and New York, New York. Enjoy drink specials and snacks during every performance. The box office opens at 6 p.m., and the theater opens at 7. Come browse the art gallery and gift shop before and after the show. Mark your calendars for June 20th through the 22nd as My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, takes to the stage in downtown Sharon. Seats are very limited, so make your reservations today. Call 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. For a listing of upcoming events, visit accsharon.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your favorite station really helps you out. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station and your mobile device. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com.
Valvoline Motor Oil, with next-gen technology, all the engine protection you will ever need in a 50% recycled oil that is designed specifically for today's hotter running engines. Finally, performance meets environment. Valvoline Motor Oil, with next-gen technology.
He wakes up, sniffs around.
Okay, admit it. You started to sing the song, and you may have downloaded the ringtone. But the real fun begins when you go to SweetJack.com and sign up. It's free, easy, and in seconds you can join the 2 million people who love SweetJack. The SweetJack team finds the hottest local deals exclusively for SweetJack members. Your favorite restaurants, shops, and salons all partner with SweetJack to bring you great experiences at great prices. Sign up today and get an extra 10% off.
SweetJack.com.
For almost 10 years, I've been a lineman for the power company. It's hard work up here on the wires, long, dangerous hours. And at times like this, when storms roll through, I really appreciate how much people rely on me. I know that service is important. That's why I also serve in the Coast Guard Reserve. In the Coast Guard Reserve, our crews respond to rising floodwaters in the Midwest, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, and disasters like the Haiti earthquake. The Coast Guard Reserve is a challenge I gladly take on, because my country needs me. It has a lot in common with my full-time career, and just like other first responders, firemen, police officers, and EMTs, we do our best work when things are their worst. I have no doubt I was born for this.
If you were born ready to give more to your country, the Coast Guard Reserve is ready for you. Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Never
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
The administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide. I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens, no more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime, no more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war, no more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are. It's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists. The FISA court works. The separation of powers works. Our Constitution works. We will again set an example for the world that the law is not subject to the whims of stubborn rulers and that justice is not arbitrary. This administration acts like violating civil liberties is the way to enhance our security. It is not. There are no shortcuts to protecting America.
And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 10 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock. And that was President Obama in 2007.
Chief Wahoo says he speak with forked tongue.
That was President Obama in 2007. And he was at Woodrow Wilson Center in...
Hold on. We got to have some fun with this one now.
He was Woodrow at Woodrow Wilson Center.
The Ku Klux Klan leader who was racist, who was also a president.
Isn't that the first president to detain political prisoners by executive order?
Oh, yeah, he also got rid of all the blacks that were working in the White House at that time.
I thought he fired every last one in the entire federal government.
Right, and he resegregated the
He resegregated the military.
Right, he hated black people.
Yeah.
Why would you want to speak
at he made a deal to get in so black people would support him and then play Birth of a Nation. But
right.
That's something different at a different day at a different time. I just thought I'd play that for a minute.
Yeah, and he was also a Democrat, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez, I just can't get any better.
But I've got to throw this in here, and the number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. And the reason why I played that is because this is not about partisan politics. This is about this. When the Patriot Act went in, I don't think we – it's just like they talk about guns. And this is the analogy that I used. In Chicago and South Carolina, your mics are up. And Ben and Six, your mics are up, and you're here in the studio, and I want to thank you. I thought about guns. And this is the argument that I heard a couple months ago. When our forefathers had guns, and when they put guns and the right to bear arms inside of the Constitution of the United States of America, they didn't realize that you were going to have magazines that could hold 30 bullets. And so they didn't think that you were going to have semi-automatic and they could kill that many people at one time. That's why we need to have limited magazines, because they didn't forecast what was going on. Well, let me tell you something about technology. I don't believe when the Patriot Act went in that anyone could fathom the actual data that could be gleaned from your meta tags and your metadata.
Yes.
At the microscopic data that they are picturing and painting inside of this is targeting you down to a millimicro.
But planning chips in all of us.
We can't say that, because when did the movie Enemy of the State come out?
I don't know.
1997. So the average American, because in that movie they said all of this stuff is actually happening.
Right.
What is?
So the American people in 1997 knew what was able to be done to them tracking them.
I watched Person of Interest. I'm telling you, you guys don't realize cameras are everywhere.
Yes.
You have them on your computers. You have them on your phones. You walk down the street. Those little white beams that you see coming off of the traffic cams, those are cameras.
Listen.
You got GPS going on everywhere. Who would ever think?
You have now, the government now has the ability to locate you just by your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
We know, or I should say not we, but the American government, which is we the people, we know where you are at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as long as you have your phone on you.
Right.
So if you don't think you're being watched, you don't think you're being tracked, the government doesn't know, they have all that information, and they compile it together to make profiles of you.
Well, there's a line out of that movie, Enemy of the State, where Gene Hackman says, you know, the only place that you have privacy anymore is between your own ears, and maybe that's too much.
And you might not have that.
Well, once they implant those chips in our bodies, we won't have
that. I'm not doing chips.
And
the number is 347-945-5229. Chicago, what you were saying, I mean, I don't think you were too far apart, but what I am saying is people, you're giving people too much knowledge.
It's a private entity. And what they're doing, I mean, people should know is they control the government. That's a private entity, a private business. And you owe them $16 trillion. So they want their $16 trillion. Nobody has the guts to put them out of business. And they're behind all this stuff that you're talking about.
They're not.
Okay.
They're a tool.
No,
they're a tool of who is behind all of this stuff.
Right. The people working there don't realize that they're being manipulated. Bernanke is not, just like I said on Friday, President Obama, I love how y'all give him so much credit. But if you really think it's a president of the United States who's a black man in the White House and he's usurping all the power all over the world and he's in control of all this, all y'all smoking coke.
Who's at the other end of the BlackBerry?
That's the question.
Yeah, now
He's the first president in history to demand to keep his cell phone or his BlackBerry.
You hear me what I'm saying? But that ain't got nothing to do with
Obama. Obama is nothing but a mouthpiece, just like the rest of the presidents have been.
Just like the Federal Reserve is nothing but a tool being manipulated by someone else.
Right.
They're just puppets. Look.
You're right.
Just like
this is big money.
The Federal Reserve is nothing but a tool of manipulation for the people.
I think you have to look at the people who are in control of the World Bank.
There you
go. The IMF.
Yes, and the Monetary Fund. Those are the people who control that. Those are the people that are actually pulling the strings that are controlling our president.
Right. Now you're working on something.
Right. And I've said that all along.
And you need to go back to the Fabian Socialist Society.
Right.
You guys are not in the same circle. You guys are crazy.
Right.
Look.
I mean, look at the
American
Monetary Fund and how they control currencies and government.
Who owns the Federal Reserve?
The banks own the Federal Reserve. The national banking system owns.
These are people. Who owns that?
No,
that's a private entity.
Listen, the Federal Reserve is a private entity. But listen to what we're saying, and maybe we're saying the same thing, but we're maybe saying it a different way. The Federal Reserve is a tool that is being manipulated for control. But there are people who are not showing up at work every day. There are people who are manipulating the system and the currency of the world, and they're playing everybody as a fool.
Yeah, look who controls the World Bank.
The end run of the Fabian Socialists and the international bankers is to bring us under one world government and one world currency. And the Federal Reserve is just one more tool in that means to that end.
And that is the number 347-945-5229. And that's where the issue comes in. But right now, I go back to Congress. If you really think Congress is really in control of some of this stuff, most of them don't have a clue that they're there. They're just getting a check and they're happy. They're keeping them drunk. They're keeping them filled with women and they're keeping their wives happy.
Well, listen,
they go into work and they think they have perceived power and they have absolutely none.
Let me tell you how this works. The people that are in control of our money here, our currency here in the United States, the Federal Reserve people, if they want to maintain their power and their control and their wealth, okay, they got to play ball with the people that control the world's currency, money, and wealth.
I don't think so.
Look who's in. Jeff's not here, but you know, look who's in charge of the Bilderbergers. Look how many people with them sit on the chair of the World Bank.
But look at what the Federal Reserve did to Ronald Reagan when he was going to shut him down.
Right.
They shot him.
No, they called him in. Basically, called him in their office, or they went in the Oval Office and listen, pal, you're not going to do this. We will destroy the entire economy of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do it. And we back down.
I don't see them being that transparent.
Well,
I mean, come on. I mean, now let's look at the economy of the Americans. Let's look at the oil. Let's look at what we do and the laws that we come up with.
Well, that's
let's
just
look
it.
At how this
once,
works.
Once America becomes energy self-sufficient, the people who control World Bank have less control over us here in America.
Right. The energy do what?
Once we become energy self-reliant.
Do you really think America's going to become energy self-reliant?
I know we have enough energy.
That's not the question I asked you.
Do I think? You know,
getting like some other people. That's, I asked you, do you really think we're going to become self-reliant?
I can't predict the future.
I don't think so.
I think we can become energy self-reliant.
I don't think we're going to be permitted.
We're not
yes,
going to be allowed.
There. I don't think we're going to be allowed. I think we have the energy, too.
Oh, we do.
You've got to realize, when they took
Why would somebody, do you think it's our own government?
Do you think it's
other people?
Do you realize when we came off the gold standard and went on to the oil standard and the U.S. dollar?
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize that they knew oil was in America then? They just didn't know how to get it out?
I don't know if they knew it was here or not.
I bet you they did.
I don't think.
Don't play them, because remember, we only think about today.
Well, no. I've seen several high-ranking petroleum executives that said we've known this oil was here
for years,
all along. We just didn't know how to get it out of the ground.
They didn't know how to get it out.
And because this guy I was listening to this weekend was talking about, they found some shales in California that if the tree huggers would move aside, I think it's something like 15 trillion barrels of oil.
Well, I think they knew we had oil in Texas and Oklahoma, and it was deeper, and we didn't know how to get to it.
No.
But I'm pretty sure they did not know that we knew they had the oil in Colorado, in North Dakota.
They knew. I've talked to them. They knew. They couldn't get it out. It wasn't cost-effective to get it
when
out
I was
the ground.
When I was a little boy, 9, 10 years old, the first oil boom around here in the 70s, because I lived out in the country, I was... And there's a lot of my neighbors, and we were all involved in this mess.
Mm-hmm.
They were at that time. They were talking about. They called it Rose Run then, and it was deep.
Deep oil.
Deep.
Yeah, because the oil they're finding now is not that deep.
Yes, it is. 5,200 feet.
Well, the shell, and you can go near the is near the surface though. Here.
Well, you've got different stratas. I mean, you've got coal bed methane.
Far.
I was just reading. Well,
hold on, private caller. Are your mics up? Okay. Hello. Okay, go ahead.
We were just down in Parkersburg a couple weeks ago, and we went through the oil and gas museum. They hit oil around Parkersburg, West Virginia, in the 1840s at 29 feet.
They knew it was here. They couldn't get it out, and it wasn't cost effective. Now that they found a way of extraction, but if we actually really think they're going to allow America to become energy independent. It's not going to happen.
No, the World Bank would rather start a war with America than do that.
So when you look at what's really going on here and the manipulation of the whole process, it's bigger than what we're actually talking about.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Absolutely. The environmental movement is being used to stop us from going after what we have here.
And they're making sure. I was doing something the other day, and I was found out that I couldn't get it done because of the EPA or because of the FDA or something.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is being controlled by and during a regulatory process that stalls growth,
yes,
and independence. That's why they don't allow you to be independent from the system anymore.
Right.
Well, that
was the trade-off that we got for having the dollar be on the oil standard.
Absolutely.
And that's what Nixon and Kissinger signed away.
And we're continuing
and
the process.
They were Republicans.
Well,
this is what I'm going to say. You know, conservatives.
Your dollar has lost 95% of its value since 1971 when Nixon did that.
Mm-hmm.
95%
of its value.
Yeah.
8216, your mic is on.
Thanks. I'm a skeptic, so.
Hey, skeptic.
You have to explain this a little better to me. Who are these people that are not letting us get our oil? Who are they?
This is not a name. This is a system.
And who's
you
in the
follow
system?
Me?
The president
Hold on,
part
listen,
of the system?
No. That's what I said. No.
Is the Congress part of the system?
Hold on. Hold up, Ben. I'm trying to keep the mics down while we're moving on the other side.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But anyhow, there was just to let you know how things work. When World War II started, we needed a large amount of industrial diamonds. Okay, and the World Bank back then, who controlled the powers of the be, actually made a deal with the United States and South America at the time. where
so
we would
Bank.
No longer.
So these are individual
people,
though.
Yes, these are individuals. Most of them are
one
from the Bilderberger. Well,
no,
a group.
No,
this is a group. It's
no.
a consortium. It's a group of very, very
right.
super wealthy people. What they did
right.
is they made America promise we would not drill or mine for diamonds in, well, they found a big, big, big diamond field. Diamonds could be dug up on the surface right in Alabama, for instance.
Right, why
so
did we agree to that in our government?
No, we agreed to that because we needed a quick and large amount of industrial diamonds to support the war effort.
Okay,
so we signed
so
away.
This was the
America.
President back then? You're saying
well,
back
this,
then the
this,
president?
This,
hold on,
no.
Let me finish the story and then ask the question.
These are the people
okay.
that control the president.
See, but he's not being specific. This is crazy
that's,
talk.
There is no specific people that you
right.
can actually name and say
but
it's Tracy.
You can look this up, okay, and you can see why and when we made a promise to South America, De Beers, okay,
South Africa.
I'm sorry, that we would not mine. Those diamonds close to the surface in order to get a quick ready-made supply already. So I just want to let you know, if you look, I mean, America itself is controlled by forces that are not American is what I'm trying to tell you.
Right, but I'm telling you, I'm not saying I don't believe you, but you haven't convinced
okay, well,
me.
Okay.
How
you
are
can,
they doing
you can
this?
Use,
okay,
okay
let's go.
For example, why is it that we have trillions of barrels of oil on federal land, but yet continually the administration and previous administrations have been putting federal lands off limits for drilling? Does that make sense?
For environmental reasons, they say.
Yes. And who controls the environmentalists? Who supports them? Who gives them their money? Okay, well, that's what you got to follow the money.
I can give you one name of many, and George Soros is that name.
Yes.
So that would mean that someone's corrupt in our government. Our government is corrupt, is what you're telling me.
Our government is corrupt.
And what we're trying to tell you is the government is not corrupt because the government is supposed to be comprised of the people of the United States of America.
Okay, so
that would mean we are corrupt.
Let me finish what I'm saying, and then what I'm saying to you is the government is not corrupt. Because the government is comprised of the people. But when you look at the dumbing down of the citizenry of America and how they have controlled and manipulated the citizens of America, there are groups of people who have taken over the power and the infrastructure that has caused the America to fall and to be where it is right now. And there are people who are manipulating and they're playing the master puppeteer. And they're playing with the chessboard, and they're moving things around to manipulate the system so it will work in their favor and go in the direction that they want it to go in. And we would call them the elitists.
Yeah, the people who control the media.
Hold on. They're called the elitists. And if you go back, and this is both Republican, this is Democrat, this is more than the president, this is more than it's bigger than that.
Right.
Because the system continues no matter who's in office. Are you following me?
It's bigger than Republican Democrat.
It has
I'm following, yes, I'm
first.
Following you.
So
but
when
you
I'm,
still, you
when
haven't
I'm saying,
proven anything to me.
When you go back to your computer, type in the elitists. There are elites.
I want to know
of
right now
world.
Who in our government is allowing this to happen.
Sharon
Brown.
All of them are.
Okay, and why are they? Are they being paid off?
All of them are. Because and let me say why all of them are. Either they know and they can't do anything, or they're ignorant and they're just there. But the majority of them have no clue what's going on around them. They just come in and they get what they think they want. But as far as actually sitting at the table of power and of influence to make sure that they know what's going on, they're not sitting there. They carry the water that they're told to be carried because they're just as much a slave to the system as the American public.
So who's telling them to carry the water is what I'm getting at, I guess. Who is telling them? Who's telling us not to drill on our own land?
It's a manipulation
okay, okay,
of the system.
Okay, caller.
But who?
Okay, caller. The Rockefeller family is one
okay.
of them. the Carnegie.
So there. So give me the example. So they're calling the president saying, "Listen, you can't drill."
No, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
Hold on. The same way they didn't have to call black people to mobilize them to get out to vote. They didn't call them individually. Are you following me? They told them there was voter suppression. Go out there, or they're going to put you back in chains. And all they did was had almost like brainwashing, and or like when you are hypnotized. Say the word, and you'll get me to move. And then say another word, and I'll go back home.
So you're telling me that Sherrod Brown doesn't know all this? Rob Portman doesn't know all this? You know, but they don't know?
No, I'm not saying that I know.
You don't know either, do you?
For example.
I don't know.
I want you to do a little research. Look up the Bilderberg Organization. Look up the World Bank. Look who controls them, okay? And then look who's in the Bilderbergers, all right?
But I don't get the connection between how they are controlling our politicians.
Well, if you would listen to me, I'm giving you a tool to find the connection.
I'm asking you a small favor.
Do a little work yourself. Go on the Internet, okay? Google the Bilderbergers, right?
I'm not on the internet now, but go ahead.
Okay, but when you have a chance, do that, and then call back in and tell us what you found.
Google the elitists.
Yes, that too.
Okay, but see, I'm not going to find the name of any politicians.
Yes, you will.
I'm glad you can tell the future, and
For example, caller, would you agree with this statement, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world?
I don't understand that. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world?
Yes.
Would you agree with that?
Is that a reference to mothers? I don't get it.
Yes,
mothers rule the world?
For example, the Rockefeller family, the Rockefeller Charitable Trust, their foundations, have spent trillions of dollars on education, but not education for students. Education to run teacher colleges. By which they have the ability to work their system into every classroom into the United States. This has been a 100 or 130 year process. You have to understand that. This didn't just happen with the election of Barack Obama. These wheels have been turning for over 100 years in this country.
And if you see the conditioning that has happened. You see it. You see populations that went from doing very, very well to doing very, very poorly in a 50-year span. You see the conditioning of people, and you see the system in place, and all you're doing is walking through the system. And so the names change, but when you look at the elitists, when you look it up, it will really, really blow your mind of people who are out there.
You know, John D. Rockefeller was the richest man on the planet at one time. You think that money just up and disappeared? Those families are still in existence, and they still control that chunk of the gross domestic product and the gross world product.
Right, but I want to know how they control the politicians that are in office right now today.
Google the World Bank. Google the.
He wanted to know how they control the politicians. The reason why is because you look at the aptitude of the people that you put in. Remember, they pass bills, and you get people like Nancy Pelosi that stands up there and says, we've got to pass it to find out what's in it. And then people go like sheep in there and actually vote for something, and they affirm it.
Okay, so why did Nancy Pelosi do that?
No, this is what I'm saying. Tell me, why is it that she can get up there and say that, and people actually go and vote and affirm it?
Common sense.
Would you have done that?
No, of course not. That's utter madness.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
You got to read what's in it before you pass it.
No. Look at what's in it, and look who did it, and look how the vote went, and look how they totally affirmed it without even reading a page of it.
You're talking about the National Health Care Act?
No, whether it was National Health Care or whether it was the budget. Just look at what they said.
And look at what they did.
You don't need to know what's in it. Just pass it. I got this. And they went in there and said, okay, Nancy said it's okay. We're going to pass it.
Look at the Defense Authorization Act. What one of our representatives should have ever voted for something that says you can pick an American citizen up off the street and detain them indefinitely?
Okay, so why did they vote for that? Why did they vote for that? Why did they okay that?
That's the good question. Now you're thinking.
That's the $100,000 question.
That's the question.
But you're telling me it's the elitists that did it. The Bilderbergers somehow paid them off or something.
It's manipulation. Have you ever noticed that when you go into a store, you will find yourself buying things that you didn't go in there to buy because of where they placed them?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Let me put it to you this way, caller. I cannot tell you why us Americans and our Congress passed that law. But I can tell you why Hitler passed it, because he wanted to control his populace. And he wanted to eliminate
his political opponent. Was Hitler being controlled by the elitists, or did he break free of that?
No, he was a tool of the elitist. He was a tool of the elitist too, and he was used brilliantly by them.
See, and that's something we don't understand at our little level down here. Every time there's a war, a couple of hundred people worldwide get extremely rich.
Yes.
Richer than they already are.
Yes.
But what does that have to do with anything? But how, so you're saying they orchestrated the war?
It has to do with everything. Yes.
But you're saying,
okay, so how did they orchestrate the war?
Well, once again, I agree with you.
People get rich.
Yes.
But what we're saying is,
what you need to do is find out, Google who those people were, who they worked for, what organization they were in, and you will connect the dots yourself. It's that simple.
Okay, tell me what war you're talking about. Name a war where these people got. Name one. I want to take this.
Vietnam, Afghanistan.
World War II, we're fighting right now.
I mean.
Okay, all right. Who declared war on Iraq?
That's why I said this is not about partisan politics. Everybody wants to say this is
not
Republican.
I'm not talking about that.
President Bush did, but hold on. Let's go back to the timeline. There was a young lady, and I want to say it was either Cynthia McKinney, black girl. She said, we don't need to make a rash decision right now because we're too emotional. It's about going to war. Before they gave President Bush the declaration saying that he could go as needed. She said, we need to slow this down. They put her out. They said that she was unpatriotic. Threw her out of Congress because she bucked the system. Then we went to war, and everybody said, oh, we shouldn't have done that way. Mm-hmm. It's not about whether we went. It's how we went about going there. We didn't do our due diligence as we should have.
Right.
And I'll say that up front. We didn't have an exit strategy coming in or going out, and we need to understand because of that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you proof that our president is a puppet, okay? His second executive order to close Guantanamo. Has that ever happened?
No. I'll give you a better
not.
One. When he gets on there and he tells you, he finds out about the IRS on CNN. Hello?
Well, that's even more.
No.
He's
Think
a puppet.
About that.
He's a puppet.
Think about that.
Yes.
I am
yes.
in charge.
Yes.
I am the manager of all of this. And you tell me
you
that
don't
you
know
find
about
out
it.
About what's going
right.
on by watching the news.
Right.
They have letters showing
Stalin. Who's pulling the strings then?
Well,
good question.
You're saying
that's
the puppet is
pulling
the strings
now. There's two.
Jeff, hurry up.
I've already told him, but he didn't listen.
You're saying the president is corrupt.
Let me be pointed. I disagree with the other guys here because I believe the president is absolutely corrupt because of how he was raised, who he associated with, and who he puts in power when he gets into place. Look at the people he's put in place. They're all radicals. They're all radical progressives, Marxists, and socialist and communist. When you think that Mao Zedong was a great man, and you want to do your public leadership after him, and that's one of the appointees that this White House has made. What I'm trying to tell you is, there's a group of people called the progressives, which one of our presidents a long time ago, Mr. Woodrow Wilson, was one of. It's an organization that is bent on world dominance, and when you have that, you have people that are so rich that they don't even show up on the Richter scale. They are the elite of the world. That's why they work in academia. They took over our Ivy League colleges, and that's why they're so doggone liberal and foolish in their philosophy. Not in their learning, but in their philosophizing. They also got a big shot in the arm after World War II when we brought over the Germans out of Germany, who immediately likened themselves to the Democrat Party via the progressives. They took over that party, and they are now running it. All Democrats are not corrupt, but guess what? The hierarchy of their party is fully taken over by the progressives, and half of the Republican Party, it looks as though, is on its way.
That's who you're dealing with, and
they are the people that want to control the world by governmental caveat, and they're going to do it through the United Nations.
Go ahead, South Carolina, then 347, I'm going to pull you up.
Tell me something. Can Jeff, Tracy, and myself, can you name me one conservative, historically black college or university? Any of them. Can you name me one?
No.
I'm going to think
about conservative?
No.
Not anymore. Not anymore. They're not conservative. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, they were.
But not now.
Not now. But that's because they were so dependent upon being fed money by other organizations that they more or less, bent, just like the NAACP has done, they bent over backwards
to get the funding. Let me pick up 347. 347, your mic is on.
Hi, Tracy. This is Storm.
Hi, Storm. How are you?
I'm good. You got quite a crowd today. This is really lively. I got to tell you, I disagree with most of the people here today, and I go quite a bit further than that. The President of the United States is neither corrupt nor righteous. The President of the United States is essentially a figurehead. Okay, the U.S. presidency is a position, much like a train on a track. It does not make any difference at this point who is sitting in the engineer's chair. The train will go along the track that has already been laid. Now, the latitude that any U.S. president has, and I'm not going to say that they don't have any latitude at all, but the latitude is it's marginal. It's maybe 10 or 15% on some policies, and that latitude is exercised by a series of advisors and a series of congressional delegates, and the president is essentially just kind of playing follow the leader. He wakes up in the morning and people tell him what cereal he's going to eat today. And this is typically how it works. Now, in defense of our system, this is pretty much how it's always worked. So if you go back a couple hundred years ago, you go back to monarchs, you go back to the papacy, anytime you have you're wielding so much power, you're not going to be swinging it around. Okay, you're going to be moving it very slowly in very small steps because that's just the nature of power. Okay, because otherwise your whole thing will fall apart. As far as the caller, and I'll taper off here. As far as the caller that doesn't know anything about it or seems not to be familiar with the Illuminati or whatever, I would just say this: think about clubs. Like when people own classic cars or people own, antique musical instruments, there are clubs that people join in order to, share and take pride and show off and exchange tips and tricks. Why should government be any different?
Why should money be any different?
It's all the same.
Mm-hmm. People have a lot of money. They have their own clubs, their own cliques.
Jeff, you explained it perfectly, and I understood that 100%. Thank you.
Thank you.
You did a great job, Jeff. You explained it. You named the name and you said how it works. Yeah,
right,
the other ones where you were
kind
of
not in
too
fine,
vague.
You know.
No,
yeah,
I believe it. I needed to be convinced, but I needed some proof.
So are you convinced now?
No, he needs to look it up now.
Yeah.
Now he needs to look it up.
Because it will blow your mind. And if you connect the dots and follow the bouncing ball, it'll really blow your mind. South Carolina, I'm going to open up the fine lines. I got to take a break. The number is 3479.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah, I think basically everyone's on, but the break's on some other line. Is everyone still here?
I'm new. I just called in. South Carolina should still be on. You still there, South? Apparently not. The
Uh-oh.
Caller who called in, I think that's the gentleman that was just speaking. The caller who called in, as far as the centralized government and the whole deal and who's behind it and you want the specifics and such, are you being truthful with now you understand it, or what do you mean by you understand it now and it was explained?
He's probably being sarcastic. That's my guess.
Was it sarcasm?
It sounded like it was sarcasm to me. I mean, I could be wrong, but it certainly sounded like it was. You have to understand that this elaborate scheme has been very well developed. And it's like the famous, you've heard of the famous proverb that the best trick that the devil ever pulled.
That's exactly what Jeff was. I'm a believer in the higher powers, and I understand that the president is a figurehead, and it's been that way. And there's really nobody on the show who's in that studio disagrees with that. They understand that.
Right.
The thing is, and what's funny is a lot of people want to dismiss the fact that there are a lot of people involved with what's happening in the United States government. And they want to dismiss other people like the Bilderbergs or like George Soros. These people are in complete control. Progressivism is an amazing thing. Progressivism it not only goes after government, it goes after the private sector, like the banks, and it gels them together. It actually conjoins them to get what they want. Anybody who wants to say that these things don't happen, believe me, there's a lot of people that do. They say that these things don't exist. It's just a conspiracy theory and the whole deal. Well, they have to deny history. They have to deny the Ottoman Empire ever existed, the Romans ever existed, the Chinese ever existed, because they went for full control over the known world at the time.
Well, I have to take that even further. I like to look at control in the empirical sense. In other words, when someone controls something, take for instance a drug turf. Because if someone starts off as being a little corner drug dealer, then they make some money and they build their organization, and before you know it, they're taking over, other people's corners, and then they grow and they grow and they grow, and then they become Pablo Escobar, and then they're operating, labs and they're shipping in, hundreds of tons, and it becomes this whole conglomerate. I think that the control sphere that you're describing is very similar to that, only unlike Pablo Escobar, which is only what the last 25 or 30 years, this is the last probably two millennia. I mean, this goes back to Greece. This goes back to Greece. This goes back to the Greek Empire. This transcends the Persian Empire. This was the foundation of Rome. This is the cornerstone which the Emperor Justinian established the papacy and the Knights Templar, and moving forward to the kingdoms and the monarchs and the knights and the serfs and the vassals and so forth. And then obviously the Renaissance, and then the revolutions and meritocracy. It's the same thing. I personally do not believe in the United States of America. I don't believe this. I understand that there is there are some borders that have been drawn out. There's a language and there's a culture and there's a dogma that's been sold to the American people. I get that. But the same exact thing happened in Germany. The same exact thing happened in the Soviet Union. It's all a plan. It doesn't just end.
Who was that?
Go ahead. Hold on. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Hey, I'm giving out tickets to the Rainmakers if anybody wants to go. I've got tickets for the 16th and the 21st and the 22nd and the 23rd. So give me a call at 330-781-9600. Go ahead. What was your conversation going on in there?
Well, I was just wrapping up. I was just saying that the concept of control is something that transcends liberals and conservatives. These are all, that's a Coke and Pepsi. This is something that's being sold to the people. There are no liberals. There are no conservatives. There are people with a common interest and a common agenda. The agenda is globalized control of the human race. That's the bottom line. Okay?
So they can maintain their wealth.
It's not about money.
Power is money.
No.
Exactly. You're talking about narcissistic despotism in the worst possible way. This is the absolute. This is unadulterated evil by definition. This is as evil as evil gets. Absolute and total disregard for human life. It's not money. That's very important. A lot of people think this is about money. Obama wants to take your money. Get real. Nobody needs your money.
It's not about money, but it is about power and wealth.
Oh, yes. Yes, it's about power and control. It's about these people have an unquenchable thirst for some sick, perverted version of immortality. That's what it is. It's about applying a magnifying factor to life. And you can't do it. It doesn't work. Because even if you're a Rockefeller, you're still crap in the toilet. And you'll still be laying there with tubes sticking out of you in the hospital at some point. Okay? And these people are exactly, right. But some of us I try to be a sport about it, I try to say, okay, well, at least I try to eat organic so that the worms will enjoy a nice, good, healthy meal instead of,
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's hard to convince people that in America that we are controlled by these forces.
Again, it goes back to what I said at the beginning. Don't understand the manipulation of the mind. When you bring in neurologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and they do nothing but study behavior patterns of people, and you tie it with metadata and you tie it with all of that, you would be surprised what your companies and what your competitors and what people know about you without you even opening up your mouth. Local call, your mic is on.
Tracy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We've got to remember the war that Obama with Libya. They went in and killed Gaddafi, and the only reason they killed Gaddafi was because he was going to make Libya independent. That man armed all of his citizens, so he wasn't scared of his citizens. So anyway, he was sitting on a bunch of gold. He had a 16-foot pipeline coming in to irrigate Libya. He was going to make Libya independent, solvent, and solvent. And that is the reason that we are losing our independency, our solvency, and we're no longer sovereign. So that's the reason they're doing it. And it had nothing to do with Lockerbie because he did not do Lockerbie.
The last straw when it came to Libya was when Gaddafi threatened not to buy oil with a dollar.
Yeah, he was going to put oil on the euro.
He was going to buy oil on the euro, and that was the last straw. America was on a most favored nation status with Libya. I mean, Mariah Carey was scheduled to do a concert there for Gaddafi. Okay, he kicked out all his terrorist camps. He did everything we asked him to do.
And the UN.
And we turned on him.
Yes, and the UN was the one that gave Obama the authority to go into Libya.
Right.
And we should have never done
no.
it.
No.
Why do you think that happened?
Because he's going to be independent.
Yeah.
And they don't want any kind of country. These elitists don't want any country independent.
Absolutely. That's what we said earlier.
But no country is independent.
We are in is because they don't want us sovereign and independent. They want to go to the North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing it to us real quickly here. That's why all of us Americans have got to join together and stop all of this nonsense. And it would take one good American nationalist as a president to do this if you could keep the man alive.
Yes.
Because he'd go by the wayside just like Kennedy.
Well, listen.
And you'd have to cover his behind just so much.
Well, the first step that we need to do as Americans is make sure they don't take our right to bear arms.
Okay,
that's the first step.
Yes, and one more thing here real fast. Now, you think they got the goods on us, for this phone tapping and everything, which they do. But what do you think they've got on the congressmen, the senators, and all of the governors? That's why there's no impeachment of Obama, is because they're so blackmailable, they can't move. And that's my own opinion there. And that's the straits we are in. And these people, Congress and the Senate, that's in this bind, should immediately resign.
They're not going to resign.
An honest man would resign. Maybe at gunpoint they'll resign. An honest man would sit there and think that
he could do a little bit of good, knowing that he had no power and no control at all.
If he was completely blackmailed,
Tracy.
he would not do anything. And that's the shape that we are in. All of these people are blackmailable.
And let's make this clear. When you say blackmailable, it's not a racist term.
And when we say blackmail, let me say this, and somebody just called my name, so I'm going to pull you up. Blackmail, you got to understand, it's not blackmail. What it is, it's simple this. Everybody's got a skeleton in their closet, and everybody wants that same check coming in. And so they show you the skeleton, and you keep your mouth quiet if you're smart enough to know that there's something else going on. Who just called me and wanted to come up?
Yeah, Tracy, it's Storm. I just wanted to say I have to disagree with the gentleman, and this is something that I've noticed this on different shows, and I certainly respect the gentleman for having his views, but the point is it's still all a part of the same Kool-Aid. You see, the system that we have, when we vote for somebody, what we're doing is we're electing the spokesman that we're going to receive the message from. That's what voting does. When you vote for somebody, you're saying, I'm willing to take the message from Senator X or Congressman Y or Governor C. These people are in positions because their elections, their campaigns have been funded. Okay, they have pseudo-royalty, right? They used to be called lords and dukes and barons, and today we call them senators and congressmen and governors. It's the same thing. We feed their ego, right? This person that runs for Congress or that runs for the governorship of a state, he campaigns. He takes money from a whole bunch of special interests or whoever it is. And then once he is in office, what he's going to do is already predetermined. And it's not about, you don't need any skeletons in your closet. There's no such thing as skeletons in your closet, because skeletons in your closet, the expression, seems to imply that you did something wrong at some point and no one knows about it and it's hidden somewhere deep down. There are plenty of people that don't really. Well, let me just finish this. If you are in a position of power and you need to be removed, a pretext will be found. The campaign for your removal will be undertaken, and sooner or later you will fall. It makes no difference whether that skeleton is in your closet, was put into your closet, was fabricated. It's irrelevant. It's you have a system where power is monopolized. Even the politicians themselves are nobody. Okay, they're just as strong as they voice support for the call it company line. If anybody even thinks of dissent, they will find out very quickly that that doesn't work. An example will be made. Simple as that.
Let me say it this way: when I say skeletons in your closet, they don't have to be something that you did wrong. They just have to be life in general.
Well, it could be something that they make up you did wrong.
That too. I mean,
with the media being controlled.
You got to realize we're from Youngstown. You know, people have been getting manila folders for a long time around here.
You got to be a criminal to get elected around here.
Go ahead, Steve.
Well, it doesn't even necessarily have to be something very bad. I mean, depending upon.
You just got
to
have life.
Yeah.
Life. There's things that go on in your life that you just don't want to put on the front page of the newspaper.
I mean, keep in mind, it's about how you spin those things. It's not, you can have something that's completely innocent, you know, and somebody decides to spin it just because, you know, you're in the crosshairs. That's what it's all about. It's not about you actually being guilty or culpable of anything. If you're elected to an office, you could be a pedophile, and you'll be in that office, and you'll be reelected forever. There's no problem, and nobody will touch you. Nobody will touch you. But if you don't vote the right way, if you don't toe the party line, if you start speaking out against collectivism, if you start making noise, guess what? We're going to find out that when you were 16, you smoked marijuana. Yeah.
Can we say what's his name? No.
Alan West.
No. Alan West was removed by Republicans.
So can we say something like maybe the Tea Party today?
No. Can anybody just affirm that? You know? Can anybody say? What was her name? Maxine Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Can anybody say, what's
Jesse
that other
Jackson guy? Jr.?
Jesse Jackson Jr. all of a sudden? Got crazy pills? Come on now, there are many.
Mm-hmm. Democrats and Republicans.
Absolutely.
Dennis Kucinich?
They took him for a plane ride, and we have yet to know who he is. Hey, 540, your mic is on.
part of the military landed him at BNSF Railway Company. So to show your strike.
Oh, maybe nothing. Okay. Hey, Storm, where are you from?
New York City.
Well, I like having you on. It's a pleasure to have you on. I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I've left the mics on inside the chat room, so both South Carolina and Storm, your mics are on. I'm going to go and pay some bills, and we'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
For high-end salt.
Hello? Hello? Uh-oh. Hello?
You're listening to the Valley's News Talk, WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. This is News Talk 600.
Here's the latest from ADC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Potential jurors in George Zimmerman's second-degree murder trial have been filling out questionnaires in a Sanford, Florida courthouse. As Zimmerman's trial gets underway near Orlando, he claims it was self-defense when he shot and killed unarmed teen Trayvon Martin in February of last year. ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
His hair neatly parted, George Zimmerman sits at the defense table in a dark jacket and tie and gray slacks. And for the first time, Zimmerman's wife, Shelley, is in court. She had been charged with perjury for alleged complicity in hiding details about her husband's defense fund. Once potential jurors complete their questionnaires, they'll face additional scrutiny from lawyers trying to whittle a pool of 500 to 6.
Jury selection is expected to take weeks. The American intelligence contractor, who says he leaked U.S. government surveillance programs to reporters, is somewhere in Hong Kong with news crews hot on his trail. 29-year-old Edward Snowden said he's hoping to remain out of the hands of the U.S. government for as long as possible. ABC News Chief White House correspondent Jonathan Carl.
If Snowden did what he says he has done here, top officials view him not as a hero but as a criminal. You can expect them to seek extradition. You can expect them to fully prosecute this. Right now, the Justice Department saying only that they've opened an investigation, but they view this with utmost seriousness.
50 years ago today, when the Equal Pay Act was passed, women earned 59 cents for every dollar a man earned on average. Today, it's 77 cents. A gap that President Obama says needs to be eliminated.
I want every child to grow up knowing that a woman's hard work is valued and rewarded just as much as any man's.
Former NFL star Chad Johnson will serve 30 days in jail after violating probation in a domestic violence case involving his then-wife, TV reality star Evelyn Lozada. This is ABC News.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it may be the end of the school year, but dress code still stands. ABC's Larry Jacobs tells us about a case in Florida.
The parents of a Florida eighth grader have started an online petition asking for improved tolerance training after their son was found to be violating his school's dress code. It was the last day of school, and Chris Martin of St. Petersburg reportedly decided to wear black eyeliner, eyeshadow, and lipstick. Well, the two women who raised him say the child's shirt, an anarchy symbol and sheath, might have violated the code, but hey, the makeup was no different than what girls wear. The district has backed the principal's decision. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
Maybe there's something in the water in Wilmette, Illinois. There are 24 sets of twins in just one grade at one middle school in the Chicago suburb. Out of 475 students in the fifth grade at Highcrest Middle School, 10% are twins. Highcrest is hoping to claim the world record for the most sets of twins in one grade. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
All right, puppy, it's summertime at Harbor Pet Center, and we gotta get to work.
Oh, boy, Sonny, are we going out to play again?
Now, puppy, this is serious. We gotta get working.
What kind of work?
Well, let's see. We got running, playing, rolling in the grass, and going for walks with your new owner.
Sounds like fun to me.
And then we got to get you ready for Father's Day, because summer's a great time for a brand new pet.
Hey, Sonny, I've been doing work on my own.
Like what?
I dug up this bone for you for Father's Day.
Aw, thanks, puppy.
Sonny and Puppy are back at Harbor Pet Center on Market Street in Boardman. Father's Day is perfect for puppies. Now through Father's Day, you'll get $100 off all regular price for puppies at Harbor Pet Center. We have over 40 breeds of puppies available, all of which come with our purchase warranty, prepaid vet visits, and health certification. Harbor Pet Center, 7338 Market Street in Boardman. Call 330-758-4950.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and it is open mic. We were talking about, you know, just the systems of America, and it started out by just saying, you know, they have us hoodwinked.
Careful.
Sorry about that. I was getting ready to get comfortable. I guess not. They have us hoodwinked into believing that you are not enslaved, but you're going through, you actually are taking action in a process. When in actually you are reacting to something that they've already put in motion. And that just, I want people to wake up and begin to look at what's going on around them. And I think, you know, we've said this before and we will continue to say this. African Americans have been the prototype of control. You know, you always have a control group of people and a placebo. And you need to see what they've done and how they have destroyed in a large part the African American community and how they've made it to where you can't reproduce and that, you know, you have abortion clinics in your communities and people and see how they can mobilize you to do what they choose for you to do and not do what needs to be done for your own self and how they've made you so dependent upon the system to where you are locked into something that you don't know that you're locked into, but you think that you're free and you're not. I mean, look at the incarceration rate. Look at the numbers. How is it that you know that a child can't read in the third grade, yet you don't do anything about it and no one does anything about it, yet that kid goes to school for another 8 years and still doesn't have the aptitude past where you found out that he couldn't read? I mean, you really got to look at that.
Yep. I agree. You've got to... we've got to understand that this is a system that has been in place for over 100 years, and they use the African Americans control group, but this state capitalism, state corporatism thing was actually thought up by the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers at the end of the last century, or excuse me, 2 centuries ago, at the end of the 1800s. And the end game is to have a technologically trained worker that's absolutely ignorant about money so that you can keep them showing up for work every day and keep them in debt. And there's going to be a subgroup, because everybody, of course, we can't have everybody working, there's going to be an unemployable class, and we will just feed them barely enough to keep them surviving, and they may also make for a very good voting bloc.
I've got a question for you guys. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. South Carolina, your mic is on also. If you knew this is what was going on, and you were working in a top secret, you had top clearance, and you knew something was going on, and you were making good money, would you have done the same thing as Snowden did?
I would have. I shouldn't say that. I like to think I would have, because he came out and said he couldn't take it anymore.
He'd only been there like 4 or 5 months.
But he couldn't take what he was looking at.
But he said that the American people needed to know,
right,
that this was going on. And I think they're saying this is espionage.
And from what I understand, I don't see how they can say it was espionage, because he didn't actually release any documents, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
No, he released that they were doing it and the kind of stuff that they were doing.
Right.
Something's wrong with your mic, Jeff.
I don't know. Is it up loud enough?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He just explained how the system worked.
Oh, no, no. He had PowerPoint documents.
Hear me now.
He had PowerPoint documents of PRISM. And he said he went to the Washington Post, and they would not.
Now, when you say PowerPoint documents, did he steal documents, or is this a PowerPoint presentation that he put together?
I don't know. He had documentation. If you look it up, PRISM PowerPoint, you'll see them. He had documents that he had taken out because he had to validate his story. And so he didn't. Pardon me?
Oh, nothing, Tracy. I just flipped over on the phone.
Yeah.
And I came out over there. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had. If you look at PRISM PowerPoint, you will. He had to have validation of the story. And when he took him to the Guardian, he took him to the Washington Post, and they would not. They would. He was shopping the story, and they wouldn't do it. And so that's how he got to the Guardian. And it was a leak. But the question is, would you have told it?
You know what? I have to say it like this. I don't know if I would have told it a certain way. I would have certainly.
Switch over, Jeff. Use another mic. There's something wrong with that
okay.
one.
Yeah, it's on. Okay. I would have certainly done something about it if I could have, but you're damned if you do anything like that. You're condemned totally.
I mean, he's hit. He's hit, and he's over.
Yeah, he knows he's going to prison or something.
Is he going to prison? Because they say he went somewhere that doesn't play. You know,
he's in
North Korea, South Korea,
Hong
Kong, China,
Hong Kong. He's in Hong Kong, and the thing about Hong Kong is, it's one of the most populous areas in the world, so he can kind of hide in the background, and also because it's under control of the Chinese, we just can't walk in there and scoop him up.
And that's true.
Yeah, he said that, you know, and he had planned this. I mean, he planned to come out. Yeah, I looked him up. I looked up the slides this morning. He planned to come out because he told his family that he was going off. I mean, the question is, would you have told it? And was he wrong in telling it? I don't think he was wrong in telling it.
No, absolutely not.
And I think that there's nothing wrong with telling people that there's nothing wrong with telling people that we're watching you.
Right.
And not going into detail. But the secrecy of what's going on and them not telling people that they're watching them, I think is a problem.
Yeah, I agree.
I do. I think that was a problem.
I don't see how any of this cannot be a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Well,
because to say that your electronic papers, you know, because we have a right to be secure in our papers, what makes a document not your papers just because it's electronic and not on paper? It's still your personal records, your personal stuff.
It's your personal stuff, but it says everything is being blamed for national security. Everything is national security. But I don't, and I will go back to what I said on Friday. I don't think we understand that when you have a war on terror, when you burn the Constitution and you begin to erode the Constitution as it sits, you are actually losing the war on terror.
Well, Benjamin Franklin said that anyone who would trade freedom for security deserves neither. I mean, I don't understand why we don't ascribe to the Israeli model. I mean, I think the answer to anti-terrorism is an every armed citizen.
But even every armed citizen, even what I'm saying is when you actually erode the ink on that document, you're never going back. What you're doing is you're winning. They're letting terror win.
Right.
Because their whole goal is to erode your way of life.
Right.
And anytime you live in a place where you're spying on your own citizens, you have eroded your Constitution.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not just, you know, spying on some citizens, they're spying on all citizens. And when you look at how big and how massive data is and the storage of it, it is so dangerous. It is so dangerous.
Well, you got the guy, I think is Glenn Greenwald, the reporter that kind of covered this.
He's the one who broke the story.
Okay, well, he's saying he's got much more information on this program that he's going to reveal in the coming days. And so, I mean, here it is that we're as a people, the covers have come off at least halfway of this administration. And we're seeing how crazy they're acting against the people. Now, whether it's the president, whether it's his surrounding people that he put in place, or whatever, they are corrupt.
Hey, have either one of you ever heard of a Zeta Byte?
It's the biggest byte in the world.
250 billion DVDs, and this facility that the NSA just put in Utah will be able to handle and process 5 zettabytes of data.
Right.
Multiply that out.
I don't know what that means as far as how much we produce every day.
A terabyte is a big piece of storage. A zettabyte is huge.
This thing uses 65 megawatts of electricity, which is enough for 65,000 homes. And it...
It
needs 1.5 million gallons of cooling water a day to cool the computers.
Wow.
It's huge. I mean, it's bigger than you can fathom.
And they're building out in the middle of the desert, aren't they?
It's in Utah. It's on a National Guard base outside of Salt Lake City.
And you have to understand, it's not that big.
Yeah, it is.
No,
1.5 million square feet.
Listen, but it's not that big.
What do you mean?
Compared to, okay, let's go to your 8 gig hard or flash drive.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the terabyte that you hold right now. The facility may be big, but look at how small data is actually becoming. You're carrying data on your phones that are as big as the computers that we used to have back in the 80s.
Yeah, you've got more computer on your phone than they went to the moon with.
Are you following me now?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at a large, and this thing is is configuring at the rate of the sound of speed.
Mm-hmm.
It's
speed of sound.
The speed of light.
Speed of light.
Speed of light.
Speed of light. It's just that fast.
6,000 miles per second.
It's just that fast. Look at the calculations that it does. How fast, and how fast it can spit out information.
Then that means all the information that they mined from us is absolutely usable to the administration.
So when does the artificial intelligence take over?
It's already taken over. You just don't realize it. They did a study, and they said people would rather go without something else than go without their phones. It's already done.
Oh, yeah. I forget. what percentage of women they said would rather do without sex than their phones.
There you go. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. And this is okay, say that President Obama is the most honest person in the world. And let's say this administration is never going to do anything to hurt the American people, nor would they spy on them. But can you imagine if you got the wrong guy in office?
Can I? I don't have to imagine. I'm already there. What are you talking about?
No, Jeff. I said, now listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I said, just take President Obama is a good guy, and he would never spy on the people, and he really is just a common guy, and he just doesn't buy into all this progressive stuff. He just wants to do the good of the order.
You want me to imagine that part?
That's what I said, imagine.
He sang that song at church yesterday. I can only imagine.
But you guys, South Carolina, help me out.
Oh,
well.
But can you, huh? Help me out, South Carolina, because they're not acting right.
We're not.
What
we're
are
not
saying? What they're saying, Tracy, is they're already there. We're seeing the wrong guy.
No. You're seeing what they want you to see. There's bigger fish that are not in place yet. See, President Obama he's opening up the door, but there's one that's greater than him that's going to burn the sucker down.
Yes, sir.
You got to you got to understand when you look at all of the players and all how this is all working together, and your health care and the IRS, the IRS being functional puppets, whatever they're doing. You've got this they're spying on you already through your phones. All this stuff is coalescing, and the question is, how you like me now?
How you like me now? I want to do that.
Because RFID chips are on its way.
Well, here's the thing, Tracy. You know, you've got a whole entire subculture out there that's been yelling this for I don't know how many years now. Okay? How many people are going to be running to them when this does hit the fan?
Have you heard Noah?
Well, you know, they issue your child a Social Security card at birth. What's going to happen when your child don't leave the hospital without an RFID chip?
Well, you know, the RFID chips were inside of the bill, outside of the health care bill.
Somebody caught it.
Somebody read it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But... You know, I mean, this technology is already here, and they're going to continue to demonize and paint people who are against this type of thing as the black helicopter crowd or the crazies or the conspiracy theorists. And it's all designed to keep you from thinking. You know, it's a very American thing not to trust your government. That is the root of what it means to be an American, is to not trust your government.
Absolutely. And that's why we have it right now, where we've allowed this stuff to happen right now. I mean, we allowed it to happen because we have laughed at the helicopter, black helicopter people, this, that, and other. But now you're seeing that the black helicopters are real, and now... you still want to blame the other. You know, you still want to blame somebody else, and that's crazy.
The young man that got burned alive out in California.
How did he get burned alive? What
remember the police officer that they burned out there?
Yeah, Dorner.
Dorner. There you go. Remember him?
Christopher Dorner.
Remember
he was dead.
Psycho and he was killing people?
He was dead. They shot him before it burned
And out. He went out there in a cabin, and they said they were going to allow drones.
I think so.
You remember that?
I remember that quite well.
Why have we not heard what he was talking about anymore? We ain't heard his name. We ain't heard a peep out of him no more. It's like, we burn him up, the story is gone, they buried the people, and it's all over.
America has a short attention span, for one thing.
Oh, very.
So remember we talked about drones actually targeting people, and if you look up drones on the computer,
they got itty bitty ones.
They got them. They said you could be swatting at a fly,
and it could be a drone.
And it could be a drone.
So we put a little ricin in a little stinger, and
and we're gonna let it happen.
Yep, you sure are. You sure are.
Maybe every home needs to invest in some anti-aircraft artillery.
We're not allowed.
Yes,
not even
are.
A fly swatter.
12-gauge shotgun.
You cannot use a shotgun to swat out a fly stick.
Yeah.
That, Jeff.
Jeff.
Do not tell Sticks that you can start shooting flies out the air. No.
But you can shoot them drones that are about...
No, they're not coming that way.
12 inches across.
No, drones are going to be like flies. They don't need the big ones. The big ones go overseas. In America, they only need the little ones.
Well, they can't... I don't know if they got the fly-sized ones, do they?
Go on there and look. Type in fly-size of drones. It'll blow your mind.
I heard that. Well, anyway...
That's what I'm saying.
That
no.
gets me because every now and then I hear a heavy bug come by in the summertime. It's too heavy to be a bug, something like that. Man, it's something else.
All of a sudden we have new bugs, like what are stink bugs?
New bugs.
Oh, jeez.
What?
And yeah, what about them things? I never saw them before the last couple of years.
That one.
I don't know if I want to read that
South
out
Carolina.
Loud. Is that stink bugs?
Oh, yeah.
Them stink bugs,
yeah,
there's nothing but the John the Baptist drone. Hey, Bill, I'm not going to say that out loud. The number is 347. Bill's putting comments on my Facebook.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't put that out loud.
Final model weighs 80 milligrams or 0.002 ounces and flaps its wings at 120 beats per second.
How big is he?
0.002 ounce.
What is that?
And how do you fuel
Robo
like
Bee?
That?
You don't.
That's Robo Bee.
Just like your cell phone. Remember, it's all about the battery.
No. My cell phone is bigger than that. That's all I'm saying.
I
got
thing,
a battery
that. That thing's smaller than a quarter, Tracy.
I know. Look at your watch. Have you seen the new iPhone watches?
No.
They got watches now
no.
that are iPhones that connects with your phone, and it actually pulls up information, pulls up, and I can't read it, but it'll pull up your email and all that kind of stuff on your watch.
Well, Tracy, let me give you an idea, okay? When I was in the Marine Corps, we had a radar that was called the AMPPS-22, okay? It had four vans that went along with it. It had vacuum tubes in it that stood almost 3 feet high. Okay, they replaced it with another radar. Okay, it had two vans. Okay, no vacuum tubes though, but it had an ECU electronic control unit that was another band that kept it cool. The last radar that I worked on when I was in the Marine Corps, it had one van, one antenna, and it was all self-contained. And that's just over a span of 6 years. So
what are they trying to tell you?
And now, actually, Tracy, computers running at 2 gigahertz existed back in the 80s. You just didn't know about them.
That's what I'm saying. They're not telling us everything they want us to know. They're just telling us. That's why I ask about this young man, Snowden. I would hope that I would have the knowledge and I hate to say kahunas, but kahunas.
Kahunas.
To actually do what he did.
This kid has got a mental problem.
What kid? Can he told?
No. The NSA, the guy from the NSA, he's got a mental problem. Okay?
Why do you say
that's
that?
That's not a bad thing. The kid is OCD. Because of how these folks are, a computer, somebody that's a computer programmer or a computer, like, you know, into the algorithms, you've got to be OCD to a certain extent. And this kid is. And right now, I don't think he realizes the kind of mess he's got himself into now.
Yes, I yeah, he does. Yeah, he
no,
does.
No, he doesn't. No.
Yeah, he does. He knows.
Tracy,
he knows.
I think he does. Or he wouldn't.
I can tell you all day about boot camp, Marine Corps boot camp, but until you get your little butt down on them yellow footprints, and go through it, this kid is getting ready to disappear.
Well, and he's already told you. He already told you he needed to disappear. That's why he's over in Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's exactly why he's in Hong Kong.
I mean, you got to realize, he wasn't dumb. He didn't, like, you know, see, I had done it from, you know, Youngstown, Ohio, and put it on the air. He was smart enough to leave.
From what I understand, he has moved to one of the cities where our CIA agents go to disappear when it's time to disappear.
I heard that.
There's two or three cities around the world that are very conducive to just becoming someone else and heading off into the sunset. And he's in one of them.
I suspect he'll be assassinated before he'd come back here for trial.
I don't think so. I think he's going to disappear under his own horsepower.
He very well can. I'm saying
that's why he's in Hong Kong. I believe he's talked to these people, and within a couple of days he'll be gone someplace.
Yeah,
and he may even be under the. I mean, he may be under the protection of the Chinese government.
But I got a question. Why did he come out and put his picture out there?
He said why.
Why?
Because he couldn't sleep at night.
First of all, there wasn't nothing else he could do but do that. They know who he is. So what is he going to hide for? So he tells the story, and then disappears. He has to. He doesn't have any choice. Because otherwise they're going to kill him. He knows too much. See, we always put that past our government our United States government's not going to kill anybody. But they will.
Jeff.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm going to take a break on that one. Do you really think that America won't come see you? America's been dirty. By the way, your mic is on. Turn down your radio. All right. Okay. 330-540. Your mic is on. I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
The James E. This must-see musical relives the magic of Sinatra's songs, including Strangers in the Night, Fly Me to the Moon, and New York, New York. Enjoy drink specials and snacks during every performance. The box office opens at 6 p.m., and the theater opens at 7. Come browse the art gallery and gift shop before and after the show. Mark your calendars for June 20th through the 22nd as My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, takes to the stage in downtown Sharon. Seats are very limited, so make your reservations today. Call 724-983-8222. That's 724-983-8222. For a listing of upcoming events, visit accsharon.com.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination.
Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal: ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229. Or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Look forward to hearing from you. It's been open mic. I want to thank everyone that's called in, everyone who has been a part of this as we continue on. And tomorrow, I have a guy coming on, and he's coming on from the UK. So hopefully the technology will last. You guys will enjoy him. His name is Willard Wingham, and he does micro art. And what he does is he does artwork in the eye of a needle. and he makes miraculous micro nano sculptures inside the eye of a regular sewing needle. You cannot see it with the human eye, and he's going to be on with us, and I'm so excited about it. We've been trying to work it out for some time now, and I wanted to expose you guys to him. I don't even know where I found this guy at. All I know is he is really, really just blew my mind when I got to see what he does. He uses a piece of hair out of his a whisker out of his own face to make a paintbrush to paint what he's doing. That's amazing, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, South Carolina, how you doing, honey?
I'm doing fine, but we're going to actually talk about art, Tracy.
Absolutely.
Art. Sculptures.
Sculptures.
How great thou art.
How great my art.
That's not a manly show.
I'm not a man. That's y'all new.
Ben's left. Ben must have left already.
Can you tell it's been quiet around here?
Well,
he's
Ben
a micro sculptor. South Carolina, I'm going to put his link inside the chat room. You got to check him out. It'll blow your mind. He is like, wow.
Where do you find these people anyway?
Where do I find these people? I sit up all night long. Have you seen the commercial? I find it on the internet. I sit up all night long searching the internet.
You ain't got nothing better to do all night long than sit up and look at the internet.
It's called work.
Okay.
He's from this
United
man
Kingdom.
From New England.
Where's he from?
From New England.
Where's
he's from?
From
Greenbow, Alabama.
He's from England.
He is not.
All right, he's coming here.
No black men in England.
I hate to break it to you, South Carolina, but yeah, there are. And it's really strange when you're an American and you go over there and you see a black person and they speak with a total English dialect. The first time it happened to me, it was really weird.
Jeff is checking us out. Jeff will be here tomorrow. He's coming on at 1:30 tomorrow. And that is actually Camel in the Eye of a Needle, Jeff.
That
was neat.
Who said that?
His name is Willie Ringham, and he's going to be on tomorrow with us from England.
I think my favorite is the Humpty Dumpty
chap.
And he paints with a whisker, and it's inside. You cannot see it with the naked eye. I can't even thread a needle anymore without a pair of glasses and.
You're going to tell me that's an actual.
Yes. Yes, you got to hear him. I found him on TED TV. You got to check him out. And to hear his story about how this happened, and he has a great story to go with. I got to listen to him talk for about 30 minutes on TED TV or TED Online or whatever it is, the Speakers Bureau. And he said he'd come on with me, and I'm just excited. It doesn't take much. I got to find out two things: is he married?
Oh,
that's all I want to know. Know what, South Carolina?
Oh, Tracy. Come on, you do that and you're going to break. I told you, Pookie, it's got dibs on you, girl.
I know, but Pookie can't get a job.
No, Pookie cannot get a job.
And I believe that everyone should work. The Bible says if a man doesn't work, he should not eat.
There you go, thumping that Bible again.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. This is the United States of America. Nobody's got to work and everybody eats.
Yeah, but I'm not American that's going to be dependent upon the government.
I got a right to, this is the United States of America. We got a right to health care. We got a right to a house. We got a right to food. We got a right to color television.
We only got a few minutes before I go. I started a new medication over the weekend, guys.
Really?
And, yeah.
What kind of medication?
You know, they diagnosed me with that MS thing, and so I started a new medication over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell y'all, what did you say, South Carolina?
A new one out. I heard they had a new one out.
That's the one I started on. That's what I'm saying. I started on a new one.
Okay.
And it gives you hot flashes, so I hope y'all bring a sweater.
No,
that
wait
ain't funny.
What?
I'm married to a woman.
I'm married to a woman of the same age bracket that you are.
Yeah.
Hot flashes ain't got nothing to do with no medication.
got that right.
You got that one right, brother.
But now, wait a minute. Now, you got to listen. Y'all got to hear this. You know, they send you the medicine. Your medicine comes by mail. And they give you how much you have to pay and how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like $4,800.
Mm-hmm.
A month.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
It's going up to 52 for Obamacare.
I got a question. How can you have the gall
to charge that?
Well, yeah, you
this is only 60 pills.
Well, but you have to charge that to recoup your recoup your research costs.
Okay, let's slow this down a little bit. Okay, think about this. That is crazy.
But what about the $100 million they spent to produce that medicine?
Hear me what I'm saying. Well, why put a price down and just send out that you owe us $10? Don't put down how much it costs. That's crazy.
It makes you think about it, don't it?
It don't make you think. That makes you blow. That blows your mind. Didn't I lose my mind this time? Yeah, it blows your mind. That's nuts.
I think.
Why would they even put that down?
Because I think everybody should know what the real cost of their health care is.
That's not real cost?
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Somebody paid that $4,800.
No.
Somebody paid that $4,800. Either that or the company donated it to you.
No. I don't know how they did it. I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm not that dumb.
The second pill only costs $20. The first one costs $100
million. Oh. But
the thing is, Tracy, if your grandkids end up with one of the same... With the same condition, that same medicine for your grandkids will be $5 a pill.
Listen to this.
She having no
six. Listen to this.
She can't have no grandkids.
If my grandkids end up with anything, it's going to be a big miracle for real. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Cause,
all right.
Tracy.
What's South Carolina?
Your cousin's grandkids.
You just need to go ahead and marry a man and go ahead and have you a baby. All right, then you can enjoy with me, Jeff, Six, and have enjoyed. We have these little bundles.
Why can't I vicariously enjoy them through y'all?
I tell you what, you want to borrow mine for a couple of days?
No, no, that's all right. You don't need mine. No, no.
I got one. I'll loan her too.
No, no.
You got a girl to loan her. I got a boy to loan her.
No, you ain't loaning on Amy, huh?
No.
See, that's what's wrong. You should have said you'd loan me Amy, and no, see, that's wrong. That's what I say about you people that have kids and get your favorites. No.
Oh, I ain't got a favorite.
You got these little girls.
Well, you know, no.
Bad. All kids are a favorite. Well,
Jeff, you only got one.
I got nieces and nephews.
That don't count.
Them all. Yeah, it do count.
No. See, it's one thing for yours. There's another thing for theirs. Now, they're all yours, but yours is still yours.
Hey, mine is mine. But theirs is mine, too. That's how we roll.
My wife and I are looking forward to grandkids.
Oh.
Six, I'm going to tell you something, Mo. You're kind of like in a dilemma then, because you don't have to do no grandparents event. Your daughter seemed like she was straight up on the start.
What was that? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you over your phone.
Yeah.
Great. Me.
Can you hear me
so
now?
I said, you don't have to worry about grandparents' revenge because your daughter seemed like she was a sweetheart from the start.
Yeah, he got a good kid.
Yeah, I do.
What? There we go. Trying to answer the phone. Anyway, you know what?
Right.
You know, Tracy, you missing out.
What?
Yeah, you missing out on grandparents' revenge, girl.
No, I'm not.
Tell you what. Yes, you are. A handful of Skittles. Matter of fact, forget the handful. Give them the whole package. And Tracy, and some red Kool-Aid with a couple of extra scoops in there. Give them a Mountain Dew.
Let me explain something to y'all. Let me explain something to y'all. I have the best life in the world. Y'all can keep. I mean, I think it's wonderful. No, it can't. It can't get any better. The only difference, the only thing I'm looking forward to is writing a check and not balancing a checkbook.
South, when our kids were little, I took my wife to England with me one time. It took us 6 weeks to deprogram those kids after my mom kept them for 2 weeks.
Yep.
All we kept hearing was Grandma didn't make us do this and Grandma didn't make us do that.
I have a question for you guys, and maybe this is a question that maybe because I haven't had the experience. Why is it that when parents become grandparents, they become soft? The things that you would never let your children get away with, all of a sudden, the grandkids do no wrong. I don't understand.
Very easy.
I don't have to live with them. They only come to visit down there, and they love us so much for not ever doing nothing to them that, you know, they just want to stay at home. But Grandma, Grandpa.
I'm different than that. I believe in them little. I got old boys, Tracy. Them little knuckleheads. Papa don't get. He don't cut no slack on them.
You didn't cut no slack on them, did you?
I sure did.
Jeez, old
yep.
man.
Now, granddaughters, you know what? As sweet as they can be. Them little knuckleheads. You don't know, Tracy. A little testosterone infused boy, man, he will get into a mess. He will say, "Hey, y'all, watch this," and he's up on top of the roof.
And away we go to the emergency room again.
Yeah, no, well, that's because what's happening is they're trying to find their way. I think there's nothing wrong with young people and kids jumping off the stairs and doing that kind of stuff. Because I remember when I was a kid, we did the same dumb stuff too. And yeah, you got cuts and bruises and you got war wounds. But it made you a better person as you got older. Today, we don't even let kids get boo-boos.
Ooh, my cousins had it. My cousins had an old dryer drum. And we used to get at the top of the hill and get in that dryer drum and roll it down.
You see what I mean? I mean, you have to realize we did stuff. We didn't have no phones and social network. We didn't have television games. All we had was the outdoors, a bike.
Poison ivy.
That's it.
Tons of poison ivy.
And you just went outside and you just went for what you knew. Who cares if you died doing it?
We did it with a tractor tire. The craziest thing about it was we stood on the top of this little hill. And what we didn't realize was if you didn't stop that tractor tire, it's going to roll down the hill, across the highway, and into the park.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
But you gotta protect them from their own stupidity, Tracy, at some point.
But I mean, it's okay to protect them from their own. That's what parents do and grandparents. You guide their way, but at least we let them fall down and get a boo boo. You know, we really did. I mean, think about it.
Who ever heard of a bicycle home?
They can't get a boo boo now because they don't go outside.
Listen, I'm with you, Six. I see more kids. I mean, and I know it's a wonder I ain't got a major concussion, and that's what's wrong with me today. If you want to know why I can't stay on the subject too long, I fell down on the bike. What's up with the bike helmet?
It's a state law in West Virginia. Everybody has to wear a bicycle helmet.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
But where is it where you don't have to even wear one on your motorcycle? Is that
in Ohio? You got to wear a seatbelt. You don't have to wear a motorcycle.
Maryland, too?
Probably. I don't know.
I think so.
Don't mention a seatbelt.
Seatbelt. That's right. You just got busted, didn't you?
Yeah. Don't mention seatbelt.
So in Ohio, we can ride motors.
Tracy got busted riding dirty. No seatbelt.
Don't ask. And wait a minute. And I want to know something. Why is the city of Youngstown their tickets cost more than the city than the suburban?
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM.
That's what I want to know.
They need money.
That's wrong. That's wrong. No,
it seems to me that 90% of police work anymore is just revenue enhancement.
It could be. And I was sitting still, tending to my business.
Wait a minute.
pulled over. That's what I get for pulling over trying to text.
I would really like to know the amount of time the average patrolman spends solving crime versus the time he spends running radar.
Well, it depends on where you are. It depends on where you are.
You was in the parking lot?
Man, I was on a street. I was on the street, parked, texting. Sent out three texts, getting ready to go walk the dog.
See?
And listen, for those of you who are in Boardman, please let your police chief know I'm coming to visit. I told y'all, I'm going to visit the police chief in Boardman as well as in North Lima.
Oh, why is that?
Because the next time they want to follow me home, I want to give them a reason. And so I'm going to go talk to their police chief about it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm going to go talk to him about it. I got some things I want to say out loud. Pardon me?
Somebody followed you home?
Yeah, they followed me to the border. And so the next time I need to put all my stuff on record.
Your phone number, baby.
Then he
should have
pulled me over and asked me for my phone number. Don't follow me home.
See, he was waiting for you to do something stupid so he could pull you over and get your phone number.
You're missing my point. We ain't going to do stupid because I ain't dumb. That'd be dumb. I just got done telling some young people this morning about getting profiled and getting pulled over. You do not act stupid in submission. You wait until you get out of submission and you walk in the power and you go and tell on them. And I'm going to tell.
So when you come down to visit me, do they follow you?
Depends on what time of day it is.
Okay.
If I don't have a day pass, you're hit.
Well, everybody has a day pass these days. You're allowed to go anywhere during the day.
Yeah.
What you got to do is start flashing signs, see?
Get you a big
sticker on the back of your car, okay? That says USMC. Not as mean, not as lean, but still a Marine. I guarantee you will never get stopped again.
But that would be false. The back of mine says TracyandFriends.com.
That's why they stopped you. They know you're a conservative.
See, in Ohio, we got what I call magic license plates. Mine say U.S. Navy retired on them.
Oh,
so
okay.
Do I need to go and start stealing license plates? Actually, I'm
going
to get me one that says... No, I'm going to get one that says, Marine, Navy, FOP, ABC.
I believe if you said, put a stick up there that says, I love Obama, I don't think you'd get stopped ever again up here.
I don't think you'd do that.
No, I was down south, Jeff.
South where?
South Mahoney County. That's different.
Well, yeah, but that's not who gave you a ticket.
No, they stopped me.
They gave you a ticket right here in the hood.
No, but I'm talking about the day they followed me home from North Lima.
Oh, well.
Going out there messing around with John Reese. call out everybody out, right?
Position.
Did I call out everybody or what? Hey, listen, we're at the end of the...
I ride with my dad. He was going about 75 and a 55, going down 95. This is back when the speed limit was 55 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And the guy walked up to the car, and my dad had his hand on the dashboard, and he was tapping his little medallion up there. The guy said, "How you doing?" The guy said, "Y'all doing fine." He tapped that medallion a couple more times. The guy said, "Okay, have a nice day. Slow it down just a little bit."
Now, listen here, South Carolina. The Texas actress that had the ricin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't have pulled her over.
No, they wouldn't have.
They wouldn't have followed her down the street.
Yes, they would.
And she's trying to kill people.
Yes, they would have.
No, they wouldn't.
They pull over rednecks as well. You put a
I'll tell you what.
All hanging out the window.
You want to get pulled over in Carrollton, Ohio? I'll tell you exactly how to do it.
What's that?
As a white person.
What, go down the street with no shotgun in the back window?
Get one of them little rice rockets with that coffee can muffler on it and turn the hip-hop up real loud. You ain't going to make it all the way to your town. I don't care what color your skin is.
Listen, I don't even have a radio in my car. There ain't no loud music, no nothing. I'm just going down the street tending to my business. I got to go. We're at the end of the day. I want to thank everybody. Tomorrow, Jeff will be here, and then I'll come in. Willard Wing, W-I-G-A-M, will be with us. His name is Willard. He is a
He is an artist, and his story, and if you really want to be blown away, go and take a look at the work that he does. Just say, wow. That's all you can say. So we'll see you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on then. Sticks, thanks for coming in. See you on Wednesday.
Yep.
Who's coming Wednesday with?
Joseph Farah.
Joseph Farah. And then we'll be back here on Thursday. We have Health and Wellness, Dr. Mason and Doris, and Dr. Brandy.
I need to talk to Dr. Mason.
You want to talk to Dr. Mason?
Yeah.
I can make that happen.
Yeah. Let's do that.
He wants to talk to Dr. Mason coming Thursday. We'll see you then. God bless you. Uh-huh.
Albicans is a fungal parasite which excretes toxic waste. This waste can get into the bloodstream and cause a wide variety of other symptoms, such as bloating, mental fogginess, depression, diarrhea, exhaustion, bad breath.